SDIU.org. Three more American soldiers have been killed in Iraq today. They died in a roadside bombing in Baghdad. Just since Christmas Eve, 9 U.S. soldiers have died there. More American troops have now been killed in Iraq since the war started than died in the 9/11 attacks. Three simultaneous car bombs exploded in a busy intersection in southwestern Baghdad today, killing at least 25 people, wounding dozens. The blast occurred in a predominantly Shiite neighborhood. George Bush wrapping up Christmas with his family at Camp David today and then traveling to the Texas ranch. Bush preparing to address the nation in the new year about what he'll do next in Iraq. On Saturday, Bush met with the new Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, and top advisors on what steps should come next. The president considering committing an additional 30,000 troops, bringing the total to an all-time high of 164,000. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says the U.S. needs, quote, more combat capability. He says we've never had enough to begin with. A recent poll shows, though, most Americans do not want to send more troops, only 17% favoring a so-called surge in troops. Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut says adding 30,000 more troops would be a mistake. Thursday, Bush will be meeting with his National Security Council at the ranch in Crawford, Texas. The White House says the meeting will be a review of Iraq's strategies, but no final policy decisions will be made at that time. The Asian tsunami being remembered on its second anniversary today. Family and friends of people lost in the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami paying tribute on the second anniversary of the disaster that killed some 230,000 people in a dozen countries. Nearly 167,000 of those killed.
Nick. Well, next door to Iraq, an ominous forecast. An analysis for the National Academy of Sciences concludes that there's been such a steep loss of oil revenue for Iran that it could virtually disappear within 9 years, making the country unstable and leaving its oil industry crippled. Well, now that all the gifts have been unwrapped, the big question for retailers is, was it a green Christmas? Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. Jim, what did the register receipt show?
Nick, what happened to those last-minute shoppers? I mean, they came out in force, but they did not spend the way they usually do. At least one early projection shows that while holiday sales are up over last year, the increase is disappointing. Wall Street Journal reports that last-minute shoppers and heavy discounting failing to deliver the finale that retailers had to hope for. Many are pinning hopes on this last retail week of the year. A lot of drastically marked down merchandise being sold during extended hours, Nick.
Many happy returns? Not likely for harried clerks all over the country as people descend on stores today with their unwanted Christmas gifts. Consumer expert Jennifer Litwin.
There's a lot more fraud now than ever before, and these pieces tend to become discontinued more quickly. So stores really have to watch themselves, and really the key is here to keep your receipt.
Well, the horror struck 2 years ago today. The Indian Ocean tsunami killed about 230,000 people. As Stephen Flay reports, the struggle goes on for many.
Many of those who survived the tsunami are still without proper homes, despite the best efforts of emergency organizations. Around 70,000 people in northern Sumatra still live in temporary accommodation, and an emergency series of sea beacons to alert residents of any future tsunami is only half built. Stephen Flay for CBS News, Bandung, Java, Indonesia.
Well, this morning there are new tsunami fears as a magnitude 7.2 earthquake strikes off Taiwan. Japan's meteorological agency says it has triggered a 3-foot-high wave that's headed for the east coast of the Philippines. Jet lag, it may be more than just a drag. Live to correspondent Peter King, who's on the CBS Health Watch this morning.
Well, Nick, it's more than a drag if you're a mouse. It can be deadly, according to University of Virginia researchers, who gave mice the equivalent of 8 Washington to Paris flights in 8 weeks. The majority of older mice died, while younger ones rebounded more quickly. The Washington Post reports that they're not sure what to make of the results, so they're doing more tests to find out if there's a link between age and long-term effects of jet lag, just how it might apply to humans. Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Things should be getting back to normal today at DIA after airlines worked yesterday to accommodate the last of the holiday travelers stranded by last week's blizzard. United Airlines says it brought in extra employees and bigger planes to help meet the demand. Police in Fort Collins say it looks like a retired English professor at CSU may have died in his backyard while shoveling snow in the storm. James Garvey was 62. 1992. Last week, the Weld County coroner said three men died there of apparent heart attacks while shoveling. Today marks the 10th anniversary of the discovery of JonBenet Ramsey's body in the basement of her parents' home in Boulder. The mystery of who killed the six-year-old remains unsolved. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, the ride around Denver looks okay this morning. Now there is the snow. It's pushed off most of the major highways, so there are paths available. But remember, it's hard to get all that snow out of the way, so there will be some on the shoulders that could narrow your lanes a bit. So keep that in mind as you're getting a jump on this morning's commute. Now the side streets, as they've had it really rough, the residential neighborhoods especially. CDOT's going to try and start to get to those this morning. However, for the time being, still lots of problems. Now the rest of the Denver Drive, apart from those residential areas like...
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
100 year snowstorms in the Mile High before. It's rough and there is no parking. I'm sure there's no place to park. Especially since John Hickenlooper let half the people go home! 2/3, actually. That's okay. They'd been working 12-hour shifts, needed some time off. Or is it okay? I don't know. That's one of my first questions for you this morning. Is it okay to let part of the city... I mean, hey, people are working overtime up here to get the lights on. We still don't have them all on, either. Does it seem to you that it seems longer and longer? I mean, I remember the storm that took... I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. The mayor out. You remember in the early 80s. He was older, white, kind of plump. Anyway, Nichols. No, I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, he was just taken out by a snowstorm. 100-year storm, bye-bye. Not enough snowplows. Now, Hickenlooper does have a good plan. What John Hickenlooper is talking about is adapting the city trash trucks and putting plows on the front of them like New York City does in order to help when the snows get tough.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Even if he seemed like a loon, his wife certainly did not. And you're like, this is going to be a pretty easy alibi to check out. Why are we covering this for 10 days? And it's because it's a big story. I guess it's a big story because it's a small girl. She's hot. She's sexy. She's six. It's horrible. May her mother rest in peace if she was innocent. You know, the thing is that I just guess it is such a tough year. It really is. It's an awful year. And we're going to talk a little bit about stories that were covered well, stories that weren't covered very well, stories that you could have done without, stories that you wish you had known more about. I just saw Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore, and I have to tell you, we need to hear more, but I know it's kind of a dry topic, but global warming is an imperative thing to know about. And the melting of the permafrost in Siberia, as Parrish notes, is one of the most undercovered stories of the year. I mean, the permafrost in Siberia is melting. And if you don't think that's scary, go watch Inconvenient Truth and get back to me, because it's going to be really scary. Now, the number here to call about anything, because really, it's a holiday weekend. It is Kwanzaa, by the way. Happy Kwanzaa. I'm going to open it up to you. Think of this as one of your Christmas smorgasbords. We're going to talk about all kinds of different topics. We're going to definitely talk about Iraq. A lot happening there. Ethiopia has just invaded Somalia. Yes, I know. We're very busy around the world, and we need to talk about it. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Erin Hart filling in. More coming up. It's 303-713-7600. I guess the overall topic of the hour is, how are you doing with the snow? And what was your favorite or worst nightmare of a story in 2006 as we come to a close? I'll tell you what, I had some happy things happen to me this year, but I'll be glad to see the back of it. Bye-bye, 2006. And goodbye to a lot of stories. We'll talk about it coming up, because despite a Democratic win, you know Bush is planning a surge. Will it do any good? Would you send your son or daughter there? All these questions and more. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's time for Progressive Traffic, and we'll check in with all...
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Barai and Associates in Lakewood reminds you that the availability of donated blood in an emergency can mean the difference between saving a life or losing it. Please, give a little bit of yourself today by participating in a local blood drive. Call your local blood center for an appointment. Barai and Associates at 7112 West Jefferson Avenue in Lakewood is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in engineering services, visit Barai and Associates in Lakewood or call 303-763-2323 for expert service.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
The TomTom Give Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
On good foot.
Good morning, and that is the incomparable James Brown, who passed away on Christmas Day in the morning. And apparently his lawyer has locked the widow out of any kinds of discussion, so we'll have to follow that story. Welcome. The snow digging out. I've dug myself out of a few Denver snowstorms, so I can relate. I empathize. It is getting above freezing today. The snow isn't due until Thursday. So, you know, Well, I'll be with you on Thursday. I won't be with you on Friday because I have a prior commitment, but I will be here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with you, filling in for Jay. Very happy to do so. Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart. Bill in Longmont. How you doing with the snow, dude?
Good morning, Aaron. Yeah, I understand you're sending us another snowstorm.
Yes, we are. COD. Welcome. Thanks a bunch.
Indeed. The mayor you were trying to remember was Bill McNichols.
Bill McNichols. So I did have it half right. I'm sitting there, Mayor Nichols, but because we have a Mayor Nichols here, I was like, that can't be right. It's McNichols. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's Greg Nichols, and this is Bill McNichols.
Bill McNichols.
Yeah. That's how he ended up
to Federico Pena.
Federico Pena, because the Christmas Eve blizzard of '82, some of the streets in Park Hill didn't get out until February.
That's right. And I remember that storm because my cousin, God rest him, had to cross country ski to my house to get me supplies. My uncle, God rest him, tried to drive by but couldn't stop his big, you know, he had one of those big living room kinds of cars. I think it was a Caddy. And just could not stop. So he had to drive by high.
Oh, boy.
And the dog and I were stuck. The dog, I was giving a party for my radio co-workers. None of them could get to my house because all of them were stuck at the radio station.
Right.
I finally dug my car out in my aunt, God rest her, goodness gracious, a lot of those people are gone. I dug myself out in my auntie's size 9 boots. I have size 6.5 feet, so it was quite a feat.
That was, I remember the 6 o'clock news on Channel 4 on Christmas Eve, Bob Palmer and Renelda Muse.
Oh, yes.
Remember them?
Yep.
And they opened by showing this lone cross-country skier skiing right down the middle of Colfax in front of the Capitol.
You know, that may have been my cousin Kerr. It just may have, because I know that he made the rounds everywhere. He skied over and brought people supplies. He brought me some bread, you know, and some milk. And he was like Mr. On the Spot. He was so funny.
And I guess to break the tension of everybody, they showed a ski report, but instead of the mountains, it was like Spear Boulevard, 27 inches, powder and pack powder.
Oh, I remember that. That was hilarious.
Yes, it was.
That was hilarious. I know. It was really tough to get around, but it was also kind of fun in an eerie kind of way. And you knew that McNichols was going to suffer hell to pay. Because, I mean, it was one of those things where you knew, dun, 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 your stranglehold on the Denver city government is done for. I think Federico Pena had 1% name recognition at that time.
Yes.
And because he was serving in the House. But, I mean, obviously there was a vacuum there ready to be filled. And he sure did.
Yeah, he sure did. I guess the
now people may be taking the name in vain for where they put the airport. But anyway.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I think that's going to be talked about here as the thaw sets in. We were talking about when this was built, we were told this was the all-weather airport.
Never closed down. It will never close. The Apache Peaks will slough off the snow, and there will never be a shutdown. Now, the first time it shut down was several years ago, right?
Well, for the 03, the
03 storm.
Blizzard of 03 that you remember.
The war blizzard, as I like to think of it.
It wasn't this long, and it wasn't this much national chaos.
No, this was bad, and on Christmas holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! Really, really bad.
And it also, even if you did have an all-weather airport, it doesn't help if you have to drive halfway to Nebraska to get to it in a road that's going to drift over and shut it off from you.
even if they have changed the names now and there's subdivisions out there, that's the other thing, is now, as opposed to years ago when there was nothing there, there are lots of people who live there now who probably couldn't get home very easily either.
Well, that's the old story, too. Of course, they build subdivisions right up to the airport, and then people complain about the plane noise. But
oh, no. Of course they do. Of course. I mean, you feel bad for the people who used to live next to Stapleton because they weren't really there when jet airplanes. I mean, they were there before jet airplanes. But then you get people who deliberately move near an airport and then bitch? Come on. That's silly. That is absolutely silly.
But I did get out there to DIA and heard
an
alarming announcement. If to ease congestion in the security line, please do not join the line until 4 hours before your flight.
Ooh.
And I'm going, what?
Well, I saw the pictures of people lined up for days. I mean, see, that's the thing. I've been through many an airport in my day, and some of the worst lines I've ever been through are in DIA, I have to say it. I mean, and you know people didn't show up for work because they either couldn't get there or didn't feel like it.
But Aaron, I thought of you while I was out there because I wanted to tell you something I saw at DIA that SeaTac does not have, a menorah.
Yes, we just like to fight up here. In this politically correct atmosphere, we figure out a way to piss everyone off. It's great! I don't know.
That was very sad.
Very sad, sad, sad. I know, just to show you, cities can be silly wherever you live.
That's right.
Yes, well, and you know, let me ask you a question. How are things in Longmont? Did they manage to get the snow out of the way? I always wonder how the smaller towns, I mean, Fort Collins, Longmont, Boulder, you still dealing?
Our major, same as Denver, our major arteries are fine, and the very progressive Boulder County's city of Longmont is using solar energy on the side streets.
Solar energy? Hi, is the sun out? Good, we'll let it melt. Oh, so what if there's a little ice and a little pile up on the sides of the street?
Yeah, my street is quite an adventure, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, some guy said, you know, I drive a Saturn, and I've been fine. He goes, of course, I wouldn't recommend driving around to anybody. You get the feeling he's been fishtailing about town. So, now, are you going to go into work today, or are you going to stay home?
My company is off for the entire week.
Isn't this smart?
They shut down for Christmas to New Year's week because none of the people in the offices we deal with are there. So, and it's quite a break from my old job where I had to work on holidays and nights and everything like that.
Yes, a veteran of the news business you are, I happen to know. So, yes, I know. No rest for the wicked and no rest for journalists either, or maybe it's the same thing.
But this is wonderful. I have the whole week at home, and it's great. And Daughter Chrissy is flying in from SeaTac a week from today, so hopefully the snow will be cleared by then.
Well, we're having another storm on Thursday, so
right.
Good luck with that.
That's right.
Thanks so much for your call, Bill, and thanks for reminding me of Mayor Bill McNichols, not just Nichols, and thank you so much for your time and your help, as always.
All right. Talk
Happy Kwanzaa.
Have a great week.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm Aaron. Thank you. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin all week except Friday, 303-713-7600. Do please join us. Talk about the snow. Are you digging out? Are you annoyed? Here's what Dan Roberts said. Our guys work for 6 12-hour shifts. We wanted to give them some time off, particularly for safety reasons, partly for the holidays. Now, those of us who work in the media are going, when do we ever get any time off? I mean, I remember my boss calling me and going, there have been people stuck at that radio station. You have to dig out. And I'm like, I'm at my aunt's house. I have high heel boots. Actually, this conversation is a myth because I started digging my car out immediately after the snow starts because that's just what you do when you're in the media. You go, okay, got to get my car out no matter what. Got to get the dog out, got to get the car. It's just one of those survival things. You're like, in the media, got to go. And I understand that people were, Clear Channel put people up in hotels because you have to. I mean, it's our job to be on the case for you. So 5 inches is predicted for Thursday. Are you staying home? Come on, fess up, use another name, talk in an accent, do whatever you like. But I want to hear whether you're going to go to work today or not, if you're scheduled to. And, see, if you're in the media, no excuse. You got to work. I mean, there's no getting around it. If I was one of the fortunate ones up here who did not have, I didn't lose my electricity. I lost my cable TV for 18 minutes. You know, that was it. That was it. I was very fortunate. But I have friends who are without electricity for 5 days, 6 days, seven. Does it seem to you that our infrastructure is tired? Either that or our cities don't have enough money anymore to take care of us. This is a big problem since Katrina. I always worry, will they? Because we were talking about this at our holiday parties, is here's what was going around our water coolers up here, which was, you know, will the government ever come get you anymore? Will they dig you out? And that's a very poignant question this morning when we read that a CSU professor, very popular, and this is very tragic, which is why if you are worried about your physical health, don't shovel snow. Now, he was a 62-year-old man. I have no idea what his physical condition is. He is believed to have died of natural causes Wednesday, but he perished, apparently, shoveling snow. And it's more of a danger than most people think. So be careful. If you can't shovel the snow, I'm sure nobody's going to come. The snow police is not going to come get you, although you can be fined. It is true. So if you can shovel snow, but be careful. You know, take care of your heart, take care of your physical well-being. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on this. I think it's going to be pretty sunny today, and it's going to get up to the 50s. So that solar energy that's melting the snow on behalf of the city will probably be operating in your neighborhood. Not that it won't be messy. It's 303-713-7600. It's 6:30 in the morning in the Mile High. Welcome. We're going to tune into Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels and be right back at you. More to talk about on this Tuesday morning, Boxing Day, and the first day of Kwanzaa. Coming up.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, so far we're in pretty decent shape for a Tuesday. Lighter traffic than usual on the roads. Some folks actually are heading into the office. Do have one wreck to watch out for south of the city, northbound 25 at Sedalia. Could be very icy in that area around Castle Rock, so please watch out. Drive safely. Collision and stall free elsewhere around the city. Weather today, high clouds, windy and mild, looking for a temperature of 53 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Spend your holidays at Arapahoe Basin. We are celebrating 60 years of skiing, riding, and great snow. A-Basin is 76% open with 85 inches of total snowfall this season. Don't forget to check out our great rental and lesson packages at ArapahoeBasin.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The world has been good to us. Hello, I'm Ken Fisher, Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a free report designed for affluent investors. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make.
Grab a pen and get ready to write down this toll-free number for the free report that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility.
For your free report, call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
And thanks to Kelly Parr back in the studio for making sure we're playing some kick-ass music. Baby, I got the feeling. James Brown. See, he influenced everyone. Chuck D said...
Hey, Broncos fans. There's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
To Chuck D, to anyone. NWA, anyone was influenced by James Brown, and he took credit for it, too. Troubled life, but filled with strife, but what a man and what a dancer. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Good morning. James Brown has left us, but his music lives on. We'll continue to celebrate this morning a lifetime of gorgeous music. And we'll also talk about the storm. More snow is on its way on Thursday. Are you staying home? If you are, you better still call 303-713-7600. Just use an accent. Use a different name. Your boss won't ever hear it, right? Well, if you have a very recognizable voice, I would seriously think about disguising it. 713-7600, it is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. And the number, once again, 303-713-7600. I think I shortchanged you there with the phone number. It's Robin on a cell phone. Good morning, and thank you for joining me this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm pretty swell.
Wonderful. Well, I'm driving from Denver to Scottsbluff today for a one-day road trip.
Oh.
And
why, woman, why?
It's not bad. There's nothing on the road right now, and I'm just about ready to cross over into Wyoming.
Wow.
No, as far as I'm concerned, the highway department and the various larger city municipal people have really taken care of us during this storm. I was pretty impressed. I've lived here my whole life, so I've seen a lot of big snowstorms. And this one was handled pretty safely. As far as the Denver people that have been on this storm since it happened Wednesday night, if you know anything about Department of Transportation and if these people are indeed driving these big cabs and these big trucks, they can only work so many hours in a 72-hour period.
And you don't want them to work more than that, you know? They'll have accidents.
I'm glad to see that they sent their bus home and told them to get some sleep.
Really?
It was that kind of a dangerous storm. I live 22 miles away from where my office is, and it Wednesday night it took me 8 hours to get home, 22 miles.
Mm-mm.
So, but you know, if you grow up here, you know that you've got these kinds of storms, and they happen, and you learn how to drive in them. The one thing that I love having this kind of a forum because I would just love to be able to stand up on top of a mountain and teach people how to drive.
Oh, please.
Track.
I've gotten out of the car up here. A quarter inch of snow boggles people in the Pacific Northwest. I have gotten out of my car stuck in freeways, and said, okay, put your car in gear, head in the skid. I have gotten out of it. I was once stuck. It took me an hour and a half to go maybe 200 feet.
Yeah.
I could not. People just go, they see snow, they go, oh, we're paralyzed. We forget. We don't know.
Definitely.
And it's like,
And then they use their gas pedal.
Oh, gosh.
I was stuck on Wednesday night. I was teaching people, put your car in second, let the engine take you over the ice. Oh, really? Yes.
No. Yeah,
I love this forum that I'm able to stand up and say to you, Erin,
yes,
take your foot off the gas.
Yes. Yes, no. Take your foot off the gas. Do not turn out of a spin. Go with it. Thank you. If your car starts spinning, point your steering wheel in the direction of the skid.
Correct.
You will stop skidding. I know it sounds stupid, but it's true.
It's way too absurd. And if the storm hadn't been so dangerous, it would have been funny.
Yes, and it was dangerous. And as far as I know, the CSU professor is one of the few fatalities, is he not?
We have not had many. I think there were two or three Wednesday, Thursday, and then the professor on over the weekend.
Yeah.
We lost
more than 12 up here, and one of them was a woman I knew slightly just to see her at auditions and stuff for voiceovers. She drowned in her basement. She went down to rescue her equipment. The water came rushing off the top of the hill where she lived, flooded the basement. She was drowned before they could get her out.
My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That one is the one that hit me, other than the snow shoveling one, because, you know, that's stuff you do every day. And, you know, if I have some sound equipment in my house, thank God it's upstairs. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll think it over the next time I decide. I'll make sure I look around before I run down to the basement in my house when it's raining a blue streak.
Well, my mother's relatives all live in Seattle, and so I've been keeping in constant contact with them. But then the storm hit here, and it kind of flipped. They were calling me to make sure that we were okay.
Exactly. Same two-way traffic in my house. Everyone was calling me to say, okay, are you okay? Are you all right? Is your basement flooded? No, everything's fine. Then I called, I've called yesterday and a couple of days ago and when the storm hit, you know, to make sure everybody was okay. Thank goodness for working telephones and cell service, eh?
The cell, What did we do without them?
I'll tell you what. I get a little worried sometimes about how tied I am to my technology, but I don't ever want to live without a cell phone ever. Thank you.
my cell phone kept me in contact Wednesday night with my son, who was pretty much going crazy because he couldn't come help me.
Oh.
And, you know, it's okay. He was able to hear my voice and feel better about the whole thing.
And this is important. And having a cell phone can literally save your life. I mean,
your
how
life.
Many climbers have we seen, you know, and they, you know, their cells ran out. And I'm beginning to think we have to put GPS in every phone on the planet,
yep.
You know?
Totally agree. Those boys would have been alive.
Yeah.
I really think had they had that technology.
I think you may be right. Thank you.
Karen, I wanted to thank you very much for standing in for Jay. We miss him desperately. We hope he's well. And during the week, we'll have fun talking to you.
Great. Thank you so much, Robin. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And thank you. Safe trip up to Scotts Bluff.
Thanks a bunch.
Yep. I'm Erin Hart. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I would love to talk to you about whatever is on your mind. We are going to talk about a rock today. We are going to talk about the snow. I would love to hear your thoughts. We've been talking a little bit about the longer range issues involved with this kind of storm, too, which is, does our government take good enough care of us? And Robin, I think, is right to a certain extent, too. Maybe more balanced than I have been so far. In the sense of, yes, you know, if you're a city worker or something and you're working 12 hours a day to try to clear snow, I mean, you don't want people up on top of light poles falling off into the ice. You don't want a big cat to go skidding around and make a terrible mistake and slam into your house, right? So yes, they do need rest. And how much do you plan? Hickenlooper's got a good point in terms of, how much do you plan for storms that hit every once in a while? Now, if you watch Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore, as I have scared myself in doing this holiday break, I did not get a chance to see it the first time around, and I watched it twice. I was just gobsmacked. And by the way, my ticket to ride in 2008 so far, I know it's too early to talk about presidential candidates. Who cares? We're going to play this power game, too, in the next 3 days. I really want Al Gore to run with Barack Obama. I think the two of them would be unstoppable. And I think, more importantly, they would heal our nation in a way that it has needed healing for years. We have an ethical, smart, intelligent man, faithful, and at the top of his game. Okay, he's not as charismatic as Bill Clinton, but he's absolutely as smart, and I think has a better long-range view of where the world needs to go. And he's got foreign policy chops, he's got environmental chops, he's wise, he has been, you know, he was cheated out of the presidency in 2000, we know this. And I think Al Gore and Barack Obama with his youth, his charisma, his sense of healing in terms of the nation and bringing both sides together and being the first part African-American president, I just think it would be absolutely amazing to have a biracial president. I think it would be fabulous. Our nation is becoming more and more diverse and more intermarried, and I think it would just absolutely heal the nation in a new way that we have needed to do since before slavery. So, I mean, it's really important that we heal ourselves in that way. And I think he's very bright. I think he understands a lot of things. And that would be my dream ticket, just to go off on a little tangent in the snow here. So, Kwanzaa lights will glow even brighter after 40 years. We'll talk a little bit about Kwanzaa. There's all kinds of things to talk about in terms of Iraq. Denver's dig out is apparently going to need a second week. That's the headline in the Post as of Christmas Day. Another week will be needed to get digged out. Here we go. Are you still struggling to get out? Is it too much to expect of city fathers and mothers to get your street dug out if you live in Bonnie Bray or you live on the border of Denver and Aurora and you're still sliding around? Be careful. It's an ice rink out there. So do take care wherever you're driving and do head into, not out of, that skid. And please don't accelerate on behalf of Robin and I. AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you were God, would you get out of the car and teach people how to drive? Okay. I'm a little embarrassed to say I do that. 303-713-7600. play God for a day. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, still lighter traffic across the city as we head out of this holiday weekend. Still no major issues or wrecks to contend with here in the city. Do have a problem south of Denver, right near Castle Rock, a wreck with injuries northbound 25 at Sedalia, so watch out for some activity there. Otherwise, traffic running free and clear. We're looking good along C-470 through Littleton and Highlands Ranch, 6th Avenue, and pretty good shape out of Lakewood, and I-70 still at normal speeds through Wheat Ridge. Just have the usual buildup along I-70 between 225 and 270, eastbound 270, and of course southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen. Weather today, high clouds, windy and mild, looking for a high of 53. Right now, partly cloudy, 37 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
South Shore has made a huge splash. Visit them waterside and discover 14 stunning model homes by John Lang Homes and Village Homes. Exit E-470 at Smoky Hill Road East. Make a left on Arapahoe and follow the signs to South Shore to see what's creating the huge splash.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on 5th Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute, we've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I'd tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
I'm Ty Pennington. If you love appliances, you want them to stay running. Come in and see us this Saturday. We're having the Appliance Health Check. We've got professionals in the field that are going to let you know everything you need to know about appliances. You're going to see things in appliances you've never seen before.
This Saturday only, Sears is bringing in our expert service technicians. They'll help you diagnose whether your appliances are running properly and efficiently, plus explain all the latest innovations and options.
So people, quit asking me. Come to Sears, because, well, you really should talk to professionals.
The Home Appliance Health Check event, Saturday only at Sears.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Bring on the juice. Make it hot.
James Brown's music will last generations. It will. It's one of those things, you know, his influence permeates every dance step, every note. You know, just an incredible musician from the state of South Carolina, which pardoned him, actually, a few years back for some of the crimes he committed. He had a lifelong problem with drugs. And I'd say with aggressive behavior. He also was assaulted one of his wives. He has led a very troubled life. And apparently locked his lawyer and his accountant locked his latest wife, his widow, out of his hospital room, which, very sad. Very, very, very sad. 303-713-7600, but his music, cheerful, danceable, eminently soulful. The godfather of soul died at the age of 73 over this holiday weekend. I'd love to talk to you. Lots of headlines to talk about. Certainly we're going to talk about Iraq coming up. Islamic fighters are in retreat in the battle to control Somalia. Apparently Ethiopia getting fed up with being attacked from troops spilling over from Somalia and being worried about being taken over. and wanting to support the transitional government in Somalia, which has been under continuous and constant assault in that genocide-ridden country, came over the border and attacked today, which in very bloody fighting, apparently. And it's just, the whole world is festering, folks, as the old Kingston Trio song that my father used to play in our living room with unhappy souls is certainly plaguing us today, and we're gonna talk about much of it. Also, there has been an earthquake in Taiwan today. There is a small tsunami in Southeast Asian waters, and it's a pretty scary place, planet Earth, today. 303-713-7600. I would love to hear from you. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin, and to top it all off, you've got icy streets in your neighborhood. Now, is it too much to ask of city workers to work around the clock 24/7? Is that what you want, or do you want them to have a Christmas holiday? Are we so dependent on getting around now that we literally can't stand not to be able to move? I mean, I, for one, my sister and I were talking about how great it is to be stuck in the house, because then you don't have to go to grocery shopping, and you don't have to go to the dry cleaner, and you don't have to go to work either necessarily, although I usually do because I'm working in the media. But it's really, I think, important to remember that these storms hit, and you know what? Maybe it's not such a bad thing to be at home. And if you can afford it, and your workplace can afford it, maybe you can stay home. And that may not be such a bad idea right now. So snuggle up, 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, Hickenlooper, Mayor John Hickenlooper is considering retrofitting the city's trash trucks with plows to improve city service in the future. He said, are the conditions of the roads satisfactory? No. Did 150 to 200 employees in the public works work their butts off? Yes. Hickenlooper says he's reviewed past heavy snowstorms and found that they occur every 8 years. Well, not so much. I remember one in spring of 2003 because I was, as a matter of fact, we joked when I was home for Thanksgiving that, look out, here's the storm. And actually, this week was the original week I was planning to come home to Colorado to visit. So you still got the same storm anyway. I guess I sent you one anyhow. Like, I'm responsible. But there you go. It's 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hamden Place told the Denver Post that residents on East Floyd Place banded together with snowblowers to clear the roadway. Without them, as said Marge Martin, her husband would have been vulnerable because he needs oxygen delivered for health reasons. Now, having just lost a mother in this last year who was also dependent on oxygen when she lived in Colorado, that can be very scary. It can be very scary to have a loved one at home who needs constant medical care and not have it available. I used to, listen, I'm still using the batteries that I bought for my house when, in case my mother, something happened when a storm hit. I have water jugs constantly in my house still and cans of beans, thank goodness. I mean, I live in earthquake-prone territory, too. So, as I've gotten older and perhaps a soupçon wiser, I actually do keep emergency supplies on hand. I never used to when I was younger, so if I can give you a tip at eight, myself at 18, take water in your car, take blankets in your car, keep your cell phone charged, and keep it with you. Because we do live in a time where we can't depend on the government anymore to come get you. I mean, it's sad. It's maybe something that we're going to, I just visited and saw my small hometown of 200 people. And, in the pioneer days, we all learned to rely on each other. Maybe we have to go back to some of that living in our little cul-de-sacs. Maybe we have to, do that in our ticky-tacky little houses, as the song goes, on weeds. And yes, if you need a good laugh and you sort of love and hate suburbia, that's a fun thing to watch. But it is, Weeds is on Showtime, isn't it? But you can rent it now at the video store. It's very, very, I think, unrealistic to expect the city to be able to clear every single street. But after a week or so, you do kind of, and before the next storm, and here's the other problem, ice, baby. Because even though solar energy may be heating your street, it's also melting again in the freeze during the night. So it's that vicious cycle. So if you don't have to go anywhere, please don't. 25 workers struggled to keep up with 100 complaints logged throughout the day on Christmas Day when many workers, two-thirds of them, were given the day off. They're presumably back at work today. So let me know how you're faring periodically throughout the show this morning, 303-713-7600. And we'll also talk about other events of the year and of the day. You may have missed it in your holiday preparations. There were a few stories and editorials that appeared about Iraq. And I do think we need to talk about Iraq. I think I agree with every pundit who has said it was one of the undercovered stories of the year. Undercovered, you say? We saw bloody bodies every day. There were attacks every day. I got sick of looking at CNN, MSNBC. Those of you who work Fox, I'm sorry. But it is... It is not being covered in a realistic way. And the reason is because logistically the reporters cannot get out of the green zone with the facility and ease that they could even during the war. This is 4 years in. And this war has been boggled so badly, handled so insanely stupidly, that I think the only option, we don't have any good options. But of the options that we have, and I was for not going into Iraq, I did understand the invasion of Afghanistan, which we are in peril of losing to the Taliban, by the way. They have been taking the country province by province, town by town, back into their heinous fundamentalist hands. And so what good are we accomplishing? We should have stayed in Afghanistan, arrested, and brought Osama bin Laden to justice, or killed him in the field. Really, I could have gone either way. If he had died in a battle, so be it. But we should have dealt with Osama bin Laden, because suddenly he became larger in life. I'm reading a fascinating article at the moment from The New Yorker about how the biggest war we have lost in Iraq is not only strategically, is not only because people figured out that we're a big behemoth with massive weapons that doesn't necessarily suit counterinsurgency very well, and which is incredibly stupid, because they've seen that they have seen fundamentalist Islam coming for a very long time. They have seen terrorism coming for a long time, and they didn't adapt very well. And we should hold our leaders accountable, and they are being held accountable. One of the few good things that happened in 2006 is the Democrats got back control of the House and the Senate, although with great power comes great responsibility, and holding George Bush's feet to the fire, I think, is part of that. In part because of these incredibly stupid decisions, and because apparently what he is laying the groundwork for is to go back into Iraq with up to 30,000 to 50,000 more troops, which is insane on its face. The definition of insanity is to keep doing the same things over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Sound familiar? It's a shorthand version of Bush's Iraq policy. Insane on its face. Not only that, since he conflated the war on terror, let me just say, by extension, his policy on the war on terror is also insane on its face. So it's 303-713-7600. We'll talk about that, because one of the questions I want to ask you this morning is, if 30 to 50,000 more troops are surged into Iraq, first of all, they are not going to be there for a short term. Don't let anybody fool you with that. And secondly, it's going to mean straining our troops even worse, or calling up more National Guard. So if you're in the National Guard, I definitely want to hear from you this morning. 303-713-7600. I say no to the surge. I think it's the definition of insanity. Besides, we've got Ethiopia invading Somalia. We've got problems in the... Oh, gosh. It's just too numerous to mention. This is craziness. 303-713-7600. Here's my question, and I'm echoing a David Wu of Oregon. Would you send one more soldier to Iraq under George W. Bush? Hell no! 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. This Boxing Day, first day of Kwanzaa on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of the secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more. I'm flying through emails. I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Pete Gow in Baghdad. The Iraqi High Tribunal has rejected Saddam Hussein's appeal against his death sentence. Mowafeq al-Rabaihi, Iraq's national security advisor, has informed that Saddam Hussein will be hanged for his part in the 1982 Dujail massacre, where 148 Shiites were executed following an aborted assassination attempt on the deposed dictator.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. President Bush and his advisors will closely follow this Iraqi announcement. There is no immediate reaction to the news from Baghdad. But just last month, Mr. Bush described Saddam's conviction as a milestone.
The victims of this regime have received a measure of the justice which many thought would never come.
The president has acknowledged that Iraq is still building its court system, but he has also described the Saddam Hussein verdict as an important achievement. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Dave Barrett.
Three more American soldiers are dead from a roadside blast in Baghdad. In another neighborhood in the capital, nearly three simultaneous car bomb blasts killed 25 and wounded more than 50 other people. There's late word from Colorado. A mine explosion in Jefferson County, that's on the western edge of Denver. CBS's Lee Frank says there might have been several blasts and there might be some uranium exposure. Why be at the head of the line at a shopping mall on this day in Buffalo, New York?
Because I want to be the first one in here and the first one out of here.
The day after Christmas, some shoppers got up before dawn to use those gift cards or to return something they got under the tree that simply has to go back. WCBS's Peter Mayer is in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Well, there are some hardcore shoppers here. One woman who said she was dreaming last night that she was going to miss the sale. She was going to miss her ferry to the sale. She was here at 5:30 for the doors to open at 6. She said she was probably going to be here for 5 or 6 hours. And I said, well, why'd you get here so early? She said, I couldn't miss my sales. I had to be here before anybody else.
Some retail analysts are seeing disappointing numbers from the holiday shopping season. Cold weather apparel did not sell well, especially in the East, where it was warm in the past month. What did move? Electronics. Game consoles and flat-screen TVs were a hit. Are you ready to head out for New Year's Eve? You best be ready to pay even more if you're leaving the kids at home.
It is not just the bar tab and the parking bill. What's really ratcheting up the already high cost of going out? Getting a sitter and paying for it. Chicago Sun-Times survey finds parents shelling out as much as $15 an hour and then paying for the cab to take the sitter home. Explains why babysitting co-ops are becoming popular with member parents sharing duties. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Cuban leader Fidel Castro's ailing. He's 80, became ill about 5 months ago. Spanish doctor who examined Castro last week now is back in Madrid. Says Castro does not have cancer, but he does need some rehab and a better diet to recover from that digestive problem. S&P futures up 1.5. This is CBS News.
I've got a cough that won't quit. That's why Robitussin DM is my Robitussin.
My chest is all congested, so Robitussin Chest Congestion is my Robitussin.
My cold came with a cough, and my head is stuffed up, too. That's why Robitussin CF is my Robitussin.
Robitussin has formulas for coughs, for colds, for congestion, and for flu. So no matter what you've got, there's Robitussin Relief with your name on it. Use as directed.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
A decade ago on this day, JonBenet Ramsey was found dead in her Colorado home. Now,
Boulder District Attorney Mary Lacey still believes a trial and conviction are possible once there's a good suspect, which she thought she had last summer with the arrest of John Mark Carr. But the American school teacher in Thailand turned out to be just somebody obsessed with the case. The DA wants to spend $40,000 to hire another detective to keep investigating who killed JonBenet Ramsey.
That's CBS's Lee Frank. It's been a quake off Taiwan, magnitude 7.2. There was potential for a tsunami. Waves rose about 3 feet on some shores in Japan. But the Tsunami Warning Center says there will not be a wall of water on the U.S. West Coast or along British Columbian shores in Canada. Ironically, today is the second anniversary of the Asian tsunami, which killed 230,000 people. I'm Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. At last, it should be a normal travel day at DIA. United was able to clear out its backlog of storm-stranded travelers last night. Today's flight schedule seems to be back on track. However, traveling into Wyoming is anything but normal. I-25 is closed in Wyoming just now between Cheyenne and Chugwater. As the Front Range continues to dig out from last week's blizzard, forecasters are looking for more snow this week. The National Weather Service says snow is likely in what could be a major winter storm aimed at Colorado by Thursday and Friday. The search for two Colorado climbers missing for more than a month has narrowed to a single mountain in southwestern China. Christine Boskoff and Charlie Fowler, both from Norwood, were reported missing December 4th after they failed to return to the U.S. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Kathy. Well, it looks like we're in for a tough commute ahead of us. We've had lots of ice-related problems, including a rollover crash that's closed the eastbound I-70 ramp to Chambers. So lots of activity still at that location. Expect big backups behind it. Car got stuck blocking the right lane, causing stop and go downtown, southbound 25 at Colfax. And we had traffic lined up in the high country eastbound portal of the Eisenhower due to the closure of US 6 of the Loveland Pass. And still dealing with crash cleanup northbound 25 at Sedalia in Castle Rock. Security wait time at DIA, a short 5 minutes. Weather today looking for high clouds, windy and mild, 53 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of hosting your holiday party this year with delicious party trays from King Soopers, piled high with meats, cheese, veggies, and...
Hey, Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Marvin, we'll get more to you about those explosions just as soon as we can. If you're living near that mine and you want to talk to us about what's happening, let us know at 303-713-7600. Details still sketchy. We'll fill you in just as soon as we can. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart, and I'm filling in for Jade this week, and except for Friday, and I love to have you join me here. Before we went to the break, and as we wait for more details, and certainly feel free to call in about the snow anytime. I mean, I know it's dangerous out there. I know it's scary. I also know the city, do you appreciate the way they take care of you? Could you give them some advice? 303-713-7600. I mean, do you think they should have taken Christmas Day off? Two-thirds? Yeah, I want them to rest. Particularly if they've been working really hard to dig everybody out. And what do you think of your airport, huh? Yeah, the airport that will never close. Wrong! I think DIA probably got a D minus as a result from what they promised. And maybe they overpromised, but don't overpromise us. Don't raise and then lower our expectations. Dumb idea. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we'll get some more details about what those explosions are about coming up. We heard the CBS update at the top of the hour about that, and we'll get as much information.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
When you let them out of the bottle, as we did with Saddam Hussein, and granted, he is an evil, barbaric, terrible man, a mass murdering jerk. I'd say another word, but it is early morning on radio. I have to say, I'd use the B word in person, just so you know. I think that it is impossible to expect, isn't it, that we would send more troops in after this election and Bush got handed his hat, proverbially and literally. You know, sorry, we don't agree with you anymore. We're not buying your noise about Iraq. We're not buying the paranoia. We're not buying the maligning of Democrats, defeatocrats. Remember Karl Rove calling us defeatocrats? Remember the unctuous, sarcastic, mean-spirited vice president calling us names? Remember George W. Bush stuttering his way through his Well, I guess if you want losers, you know what? It's not losing to understand that this is a failure, that this is a colossal failure. And you know, as John Kerry's editorial in the Washington Post asked, when does resolve turn reckless? When? He says, I'd rather explain a change of position any day than look a parent in the eye and tell them their son or daughter had to die so that a broken policy could live. Echoing his words, his testimony in front of Congress more than 30 years ago about Vietnam, when the young anti-war activist, you know, a Vietnam vet activist, John Kerry, looked up and said, who are you going to ask to be the last man? I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Who are you going to be ask to be the last man to die for a mistake? So echoing that now, he's asking, I'd rather explain a change of position any day than look a parent in the eye and tell them their son or daughter has to die so that a broken policy to live. But George W. Bush, who I think lives in insane land, he really does. He lives in an alternate universe where I sleep just fine. Everything's just fine. I look a little tired, but I mean, they actually ran a story about it. He looks a little tired, but apparently he still just watches sports on TV and goes directly to bed early, while the rest of us are up late worrying about our country descending into chaos as a result of our stupidity in electing. Well, he never was elected. I can't say that sentence. I really can't. These years, and don't tell me to get over it. Don't ever tell me to get over election theft. Don't ever tell me to get over the usurpation of our Supreme Court. Don't ever tell me to get over that. It's not a good idea. It really isn't. I take my Constitution seriously. And you know what? I'm laughing a little, but I got to say, look who ended up on the Iraq committee to look over our failed policy. Jim, Baker, who's sitting there going, hi, I'm back, and I'm ready to say, well, you know, I need to correct this boy because I engineered his takeover of the White House, and now I feel a little sorry. And Sandra Day O'Connor, two of the people, James Baker and Sandra Day O'Connor, Supreme Court Justice now retired, two of the people who are most responsible for the insanity that we have been living under and enduring for the past 6 years. Here they are on the committee, slapping him upside the head to go, hey, George, we're sorry, country, come back to reality. This is a failed policy. It is in chaos. It is irretrievably a mess. It's just stunning to me. More Americans being killed and maimed now more than died on 9/11. 2,973. And you know there will be more today. By the way, they're going to hand out the sentence to Saddam Hussein today. So we're keeping an eye on that as well. Would you send your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew to Iraq? Would you want them to be one of the surge? 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin on his show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, a lot of folks taking the day off, but we have enough traffic on the road to make it inconvenient for you. Heavy conditions out of Thornton North Glen along southbound 25 and into downtown. Car block in the right lane near Colfax was adding to your delays there. Biggest issue, though, eastbound I-70 between Peoria and Chambers. We've got stop and go as police clear a rollover crash at the Chambers exit, which is closed. And the foothills had some kind of explosion and activity that has Highway 93 shut down near 82nd Avenue, so still clear of that area. Weather today, looking for high clouds, windy conditions, mild, 53. Right now, partly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're traveling out of town this holiday and heading to Denver International Airport, don't forget the cheapest shuttle parking available at just $5 a day. Park at the Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot just off Pena Boulevard in the 75th exit. For information, visit flydenver.com.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. Your optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique, stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Market Place near Nordstrom Rack.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
It's like the rats just running from the sinking ship.
Randy Rhodes.
And the only rat left on the ship is Bush. He might be the last neocon. So, let me guess. He's putting off his decision till after Christmas because he thinks Jesus might, what, bring the rapture by then? Is this what we're stuck with now? The rapture president who is the last neocon left standing?
Randy Rhodes.
You know.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
This is a hit. Papa's in the hip.
Sorry, I have to take a dance break. It may be icy and snowy outside, but hey, even better to slide like James Brown, right? Be careful. 303-713-7600. I love this song. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. James Brown may have passed away, but he echoes in our ears lifelong. It's, gosh, wow. It's 721 already. Oh, no, 719. I'm reading backwards. All right. I'm talking about Iraq this hour.
And I would love to talk to you, because the question really is, as David Wu of Oregon asks, would you send your relative to Iraq? And as John Kerry asks, wouldn't you rather explain a change of position any day than look someone in the eye and tell them their son or daughter died because your broken policy had to keep going because you're too embarrassed or too daddy fixated to give it up? I mean, here's what I would do. I would make from hereafter, and she should have been doing it from the first place. George Bush should have to sit down with every father and mother of those 2,973 people who have lost their lives in Iraq and explain why he is so incompetent, why he has been such a loser when it comes to understanding geopolitics well enough and internal Iraqi politics. It is awful. It is an embarrassment. It is appalling that we even are enduring talking about this anymore. We should have been out of there by now. We should have never gone in. What am I saying? 303-713-7600. Excuse me, I gesture with my hands and I've got the mic in a weird spot, so excuse me. We'll go to Deb in Loveland. Welcome to Deb in Loveland. How are you? Welcome. Thank you for joining me on AM 760 Progressive Talk this morning.
Yeah, when I heard you talking, I thought I was talking because you said exactly what I think. And I'm real happy to forgive people for something that can't be helped, like an unusually large snowfall. I know it was inconvenient, but, you know, some of those things, it's pretty hard to help. But what gives us the idea that we have to be the big bullies of the world and tell everybody else how to run their lives, and that we have to seize all their resources, their oil, their fruit, their, you know, whatever it is that we feel like we have to grab. Somewhere there is universal justice. It should be embodied in the UN with nations getting together and making sure that there is justice for all, resources for all. There is plenty in the world for everybody. And if you have a world where people have a decent standard of living and education and health, which is what the UN was set up to try to guarantee, then you're lowering the reasons for all these horrible wars that we're seeing. And then nobody's sons and daughters have to die instead of all this mass killing that we're seeing.
Absolutely. It is absolutely insane. And let me just add quickly, too, that I think one of the things that disturbs me most about this is that they never made allowances for the facts on the ground, ever. I watched them go in. You know, and it's freaky to me that we're in a snowstorm now, because the war started in that spring snowstorm, and I was visiting my family. Mm-hmm. And as we watched the snowfall, we're watching the bombs rain down on Baghdad. And I think of that day, you know, in the spring of 2003, and I think that is when my country may have been lost forever to me, because we lost so much. We lost international standing. We lost international respect. We've lost so much in terms of that. We have no purchase now in the Middle East to speak of.
Yeah, we've lost every penny of purchase power that we might have ever had, and the world is not so stupid or so forgetful. They're seeing what we did in Korea, yeah, in Vietnam. You know, it's like they're saying, hey, these guys want to rule the world. Now, hey, wait a second, didn't Hitler want to do that? And we don't like to think, oh, no, you can't compare the Americans with Hitler. You know,
actually,
whoever
does
bad stuff, whether it's the Hutus killing Tutsis or the Serbs killing Croats, the world doesn't care. What's wrong is wrong. And
I think you make a very good point with the this is the way this is being propagandized. And I do not agree that we are like the Nazis, however, and I do not agree that Bush is like Hitler. I won't do that.
But what is the world saying?
I will say that you're absolutely, and this war was different too, and they were stupid and didn't ignore this also, is that now we have Al Jazeera and all the different Al Arabiya and all the different mediums that are broadcasting slaughter every possible way. If you don't think there are pictures already circling the globe from Ethiopia's invasion of Somalia, they're now saying they've opened a third front in the wars around the world. great. Are we insane? You know, look what the kinds of things that we are starting. And I'm sure that the Ethiopians think that they're perfectly justified. And, you know, the Islamists who have been massacring the Christians and the animists in Somalia are appalling, too. But
that's
it's scary.
What scares me is people think that people are saying, hey, America can do it, so I can do it. I don't want to think. I don't want to even go there.
Exactly.
But it's echoing in my mind.
That's exactly what they're
really
bad. That's exactly what they're going to say. They're absolutely going to say that, and this is going to open the door for any kind. And every time Bush says we are fighting an ideology, he is insulting billions of Muslims around the world. And he's a moron to do it, because they just pick it up and they repeat it and they repeat it and they repeat it and they repeat it, and they propagandize it, and they use it on their websites and every other spot they can do, because they have been outdistancing us mightily in the informational war on terror from the very beginning.
Yep. So, you know, this is madness we have unleashed. What are we going to do to get back to sanity?
Oh.
And there's some good people that we've been ignoring, Dennis Kucinich, George McGovern. We've got to start looking at the voices of reason and start following them. We do not need to follow the head buffalo over the cliff.
Thank you very much for your call. I don't want to follow the head buffalo. What was your name again? Erin Hart.
Erin Hart, you're wonderful.
I hope you're on many more times. Thank you very much. I appreciate your support. Deb in Loveland. I'm Erin Hart. This is I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. And here's a couple. I need to make a couple of updates, and I should have before. Kathy Walker on the spot, as always, came in and clarified for me Lee Frank's report. It's actually an arcing transformer that's causing the explosions in Jeffco. So that's what's happening there. No mine explosions, as far as we know. Arcing transformer, yes. I trust Kathy Walker till the ends of the earth. And Saddam Hussein, according to CNN, has been sentenced to death. Thank you, Kelly Parr. I don't have closed captioning for the hearing impaired, so sometimes if I sound a little distracted, it's because I'm trying to read the lips now of the anchors on the air while I'm talking. Because I like to keep you up to date and informed, and Google still hasn't got it. The Taiwan quake, though, has triggered a tsunami alert. We'll keep you posted on that as well. It's a busy 26th of December around the world. Also, hundreds have died in a blast in Lagos. Up to 500 people may have been killed in an explosion on a fuel pipeline in Lagos, in Nigeria's largest city. So this, the world is festering. We have a lot to do, and we're not doing any of it well. See, here's my problem. As John Kerry notes in his editorial, and if you haven't seen his Christmas Eve editorial in the Washington Post, Truth Out has it posted on their website now, and it really is amazing. One of the things he says is half of the service members listed on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial died after America's leaders knew that our strategy in the war was not working. He asks, was then Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara steadfast as he continued to send American troops to die for a war he knew privately could not be won? History does not remember his resolve. It remembers his refusal to confront reality. George, are you out of your coma yet? You know, I don't know if he has slipped and is drinking again, but he sure behaves like an alcoholic in denial. He really does. This is a topic I know a little bit about, and he absolutely does. And I'm not trying to be pick on him, because, you know, many of us alcoholics in recovery have to work every day on facing the truth as we know it. He just ignores whole swatches of it. Drives on by him. See ya. Got a little problem in Iraq. Oh, there's Shia and Sunni. And by the way, no, I am not comforted by the man who's going to take charge of the committee in the House, who is a Democrat who didn't know the difference between Sunni and Shia either. I want people who understand what they are doing. That's what I want. I want people who understand the culture, who understand that, as John Kerry says, I agree with him so much, if we put 100,000 more troops in tomorrow, you're only going to add to the number of casualties until Iraqis sit down at a bargaining table and compromise. The problem isn't We let chaos reign from the very beginning in Iraq. When I watched us riot, I was back here, I was working a morning show here, and I looked up and I saw the chaos there, and I went, we're losing. We're losing right now. This will be the hearts and minds gone over. Because if you can't secure a country, you're sending them a big message. A, you're not in charge. B, you don't understand the culture. C, when you allow people to loot their deepest treasures that are older than any civilization in this hemisphere can come up with the goods, you're done. You're finished. So they lost it already. They've lost it. They lost this war they lost it before they began it. So cut your losses. Stop killing our sons and daughters now. Now, when Devin Loveland says Dennis Kucinich, yes, we should listen to him. Do I think he can be president of the United States? No, I do not. And, you know, he's a smart man. He doesn't have the gravitas. He doesn't have the voice. He doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't have any of it. And I just have to be brutal here. I have to be a bit of a political consultant. So bear with me while I'm a little cruel. But Dennis Kucinich isn't going to lead us into the promised land and out of Iraq. We need more of a figure. Say, I would go, even if he's a little dry and a little bit jerky, I'd rather go with Al Gore and Barack Obama. And it isn't going to be easy for anyone. Because this is a deep and abiding problem. Because we cannot just abandon the Iraqis. And yet we cannot keep killing our troops. So what are we going to do? Let's talk more about that coming up on the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show this morning. And we'll also check in with Gina Michaels in Progressive Traffic. All that and more coming up.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. Your optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique, stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack.
Hey Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
Den open with 85 inches of total snowfall this season. Don't forget to check out our great rental and lesson packages at ArapahoeBasin.com.
Hear it, read it, and now, see it. AM760.net has news on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. Check out the toughest Toyotas, like Tacoma and Tundra. Tundra has the lowest operating costs, lowest fuel cost in its class, and lowest cost of ownership. And Tacoma is famous for being practically indestructible. Right now, get great deals on these tough Toyota trucks, like $750 customer cash on a new 06 Tacoma, or $2,500 customer cash on any new 06 Tundra. This is your opportunity for year-end savings. You don't want to miss it. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, it all ends January 2nd. 2006 IntelliChoice Inc. www.intellichoice.com. Regular cab V6 two-wheel drive with automatic transmission. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers N1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
The TomTom Give Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Generation of music. They say black music in Australia. I say music here in America. I'm Aaron Hart on News on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I would love to talk to you about Iraq, about the snow, about whatever you'd like to talk about this morning, and stories that were missed in 2006. One of the underreported stories, I think, was that our failed policy has led to a disruption worldwide of our ability to be perceived accurately, because I think we are a democratic, freedom-loving nation. I do. I think that is who America is, to a large extent. That was probably grammatically an abomination, but anyway. I believe in my country's promise, but its execution, we're being killed by President Bush's idiot policies. I mean, the man obviously doesn't understand what he's doing. He's now talking about a surge. The Joint Chiefs of Staff in its entirety, Colin Powell, General John Abizaid, who has been on the ground for and speaks Arabic, by the way, has said a troop buildup option is not the way to go about this, and that the situation, which is grave and deteriorating, according to the Iraq Study Group, if you put more troops in, does it make any sense? Does it make any sense? I know that John McCain, I'll tell you what, John McCain, who I felt some empathy for after the Bushites vilified him in South Carolina in 2000, is on my no list. I don't care if the Democrats run a yellow dog. I will vote for the dog, not John McCain. There is no way. There is no way. I am capable of being independent in my vote, although mostly I vote Democrat, but Democratic or Democrat, as the president would say. I find him repulsive because he knows better. And he is still advocating. Look, the time, and Lindsey Graham too. Ugh. They both. I mean, I was watching the chat shows over the weekend, and I did sort of that Jon Stewart, what? You know, rubbing my eyes and going, what? Because I kept watching all of the pundits. Juan Williams makes me sick of NPR. He is so namby-pamby. He's sitting there going, well, maybe more troops would be a good idea. Maybe more troops would be a good idea. What are you, high on crack? I was looking at the, and not just, and I don't mean that just to Juan Williams. I mean it to Billy Crystal. I mean it to that evil one, oh God, Fred Barnes. I mean it to all of the Fox News punditry, basically. And George Stephanopoulos and George Will and all the rest of the panderers who sat there and just went, well, is it a good idea? Is it not a good idea? Is it a good idea? Are you crazy? Put it in context. Put it in context. I know I heard the word David, but I did not hear your town, David. David Denver, that's okay. Oh, no. You caught me, Kelly, while I was in mid-stride there. So I just... We sent 30,000 troops recently to go into Baghdad to try to secure it. Do you think it worked? Do you think anything has worked that we have done? Just stop it. Stop it right now. Get out as safely as possible for everyone and get out. Start the political engines now. Dave, go ahead, please. Welcome.
Hello there, and thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, it's up to the Democrats to cut off funding.
That may be, you know, I'm not necessarily for that because I don't want to starve our troops and I don't want to hurt them, but I'm beginning to think this is the only way to get them to stop.
Well, it doesn't starve our troops and it doesn't hurt our troops because if the generals have been told that they'll cut off funding, they will withdraw the troops. They will take them out of harm's way. Well, to not do so would be to murder the troops. And I don't think our generals, even though they are as cowardly and gutless as they are, would do that on a mass scale.
Robert Gates, though, went over there. Here's what troubles me. I saw Robert Gates, who seems like a decent fellow, until I'm willing to give people a chance until they hang themselves. But he seems to me to have gone over there and been told, he says, by the troops on the ground that they just need a little more time and a little more energy. Now, in other words, they need more troops. Do we ignore the grunts who talked to him, or did he speak to only hand-selected gung-ho grunts who went to the George W. Bush School of Diplomacy? I mean, I don't know.
Well, really, first of all, Aaron, this is an unconstitutional war because Congress never declared war. And I think that always has to be remembered. And our military is sworn to uphold the Constitution, which mm-hmm. they did not do. The ones who were brave enough to raise at least cautionary flags were fired from their jobs.
Well, they did
but there
vote,
were always
they vote to authorize funding for what, and they offered to give the president leeway. That's the problem. That's their loophole.
It's like the line item veto, which went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said this is one of Congress's basic functions. They may not delegate it. Congress must either do it or not do it. That's what the court said with the line item veto, and that applies here because the power to engage us in a war again is one of the fundamental powers of Congress, and they cannot delegate that,
okay.
which they tried to do here. But I mean, the problem is that they wanted plausible deniability. They wanted to hide behind it, and
yep.
the problem is that the Democrats will not cut off funding because half the Democrats. Revel in this war. They savor this war. They enjoy this war. They like what's going on because they're part of the group that's getting rewarded by this war.
Now, before you make a chart about that, I don't think, look, to say people enjoy war, they revel in war, and they're like licking their chops over the bodies of 2,973, what proof do you have of that?
Let's not go that.
Because when you say things like that, you know what you do to independents and to reasonable people in this country? They start plugging their ears and singing when you're talking, just to let you know.
Where is the outrage over the, 100,000 dead Iraqis?
No, there's not only 100,000. Estimates run as high as 655,000.
That's even worse. Where is the outrage?
I understand. I'm not saying that you don't have a point. I'm saying when you say that there are Democrats licking their chops and salivating over dead people and over the war dead, you've got to come up with the goods. If you're going to make a charge like that, you better substantiate it. Because I don't know of anyone, even a right-wing Republican, who's going, ooh, good, let me dip my hands in some more blood.
No.
I don't look at people like that.
Well, first of all, I didn't say they were licking their chops over the dead people.
You made
I said they
like
were
that.
Licking it over the war. Mm-hmm. And that's why they
that's
want
the bottom
the war
line
to...
of war. So
No. The bottom line of war is quite other things. There are like grand political interests and powers that are advanced by wars.
Oh, I understand that that's what men think and that's what they perpetrate, but I don't think that's necessarily true either. However, I will grant you that, but I will also tell you that the bottom line of war to most people is people, their sons and daughters who have died. And part of the reason we don't have a massive amount of outrage here is because it touches very few people on a visceral level. As more and more people die in, you know, I watch the lists of dead every week. I make myself look at all the names, all the ages. And two things have been happening lately that I think are going to bring the war more and more home. I'm noticing more and more older people dying among the dying, which means there are sons and daughters and, you know, generations left behind, too. And the numbers are getting big enough to be able to ripple across the United States. This war is being fought by people in small towns. That's where most of these veterans are. That's where most of the Iraq veterans are coming from, are mom and pop shops that are very loyal in large part to the U.S. military. which is one of the finest ones on the planet. Now, has it been adapted to fight counterinsurgencies? I think those are very big questions we need to ask. Have we as a country kept up with what has been happening in the world diplomatically? I don't think so. I don't think this war is helping us in any way I can possibly think of. So, ergo, it is not only a defeat militarily and body count-wise, it is also a defeat diplomatically, politically, and strategically, and economically. I think it's a tidal wave of trouble. So I can understand why you want to cut off funding. I just don't want to hurt the troops in the process.
And cutting off funding would not hurt the troops. And that's what has to be done. But I was just in a conversation with the family last night, a bunch of cousins and everyone over here. Mm-hmm. And we were all saying that in 2 years it'll still be going on because the Democrats will not do it because a large part of... Remember, there was a big brouhaha back in the fall of 2002, and that's when the Democrat Party split in half, and half of them went along with these immoral and what I consider to be unconstitutional things we're doing because interest groups within the Democrat Party... We're all in favor of this.
Well, and part of the trouble is I will agree with you on this point, which is why we fight, and we'll talk about that coming up. Thank you very much for your call. Very thought-provoking, Dave. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
On this 26th of December, 2006, I would love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. Dave raises a good point. Have the Democrats abandoned the idea of peace in our time? Do they understand diplomacy, too? Will they cave and still fund this illicit, immoral war? Will you support them if they do? This will be a big problem for me. I admit it. But there are no easy options in Iraq anymore. The day we went in is the day we caused ourselves a huge amount of trouble, which is why I had it easy. I was a pundit. I could sit here and say I would not have voted for this war. I didn't have to worry about getting reelected or raising funds. I still would have done it. But I would not have voted for this war ever under any circumstances, although I would have gone along with Afghanistan. Because you can't let your lust for power override your lust for decency, it strikes me. And it's a very difficult line to walk if you're a politician these days. And we'll talk about why coming up. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Unless you want to be caught up in traffic, avoid eastbound I-70 near Chambers. We had a rollover crash that still has that exit ramp closed and traffic trickling by at least some backup back to 225. Decent drive on 225 through Aurora. So far, no major issues. I-25 been a slow go through downtown due in part to a car that was stuck in a snowdrift near Colfax. Looks like they're out of the way, but you'll find that stacked snow causing some problems through the tech center. That right lane partially blocked coming up from the DTC toward Yale. Weather today, high clouds, windy, mild, looking for 53 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Spend your holidays at Arapahoe Basin. We are celebrating 60 years of skiing, riding, and great snow. A-Basin is 76% open with 85 inches of total snowfall this season. Don't forget to check out our great rental and lesson packages at arapahoebasin.com.
Our holiday season and another season with men and women overseas. Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan. All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military
home.
Imagine your dog is at work, and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty, and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
What are you waiting for? You've been wanting to learn another language for years, but you still haven't taken the first step. And yet, when Rosetta Stone offered you the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, you were silent. When they gave you a way to skip the tedious translation, useless memorization, and the boring drills, you waited. And even though they offered you the same software chosen by U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA, you resisted with Herculean strength. So Rosetta Stone has one card left to play. Now they're giving you the opportunity to try it for free. with a free demo CD-ROM. Experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language for yourself. You waited, and now you won. Request your free demo CD-ROM that includes 28 languages and experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language. Call now because the demo is free. 1-800-500-3630. That's 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
Top three resolutions for the new year. Number three, spend less time at the old refrigerator. Should be easy because I'm getting a new one. Number two, be happier. Well, a new spa tub should help with that. And number one, spend less money.
Get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get up to a $250 gift card by mail-in rebate with purchase of major appliances over $297. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Rebate offer valid through January 15th in U.S. only. See store for details.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
James Brown may be gone, but we're playing a salute to him today, among other things, on the show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin, who is taking some health time off, and we wish him well. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number is 303-713-7600. One of my faithful listeners who follows me when I broadcast, Bobby of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm going to read your letter pretty much in its entirety, Bobby, because I think you have some really good things to say, and I think that you're probably not alone out there in feeling the way you do about what I said. So we're gonna talk about this. I do listen to you when you criticize me. I'm not one of those who just tosses it in the trash, unless you're just, you know, being rude and insulting me. Fine, but I just don't. It's we got to talk about these things. Now, one of the things that have been pointed out in pundit list after pundit list, and I suppose if I wrote one, I would have it on my list too, is don't expect the Democrats to be able to do everything. It's going to be very tricky, and it's going to be tough, and they're not going to do everything you like. Maybe I'm more pragmatic than some. Maybe I've been around politics for too long, since I was five. But I just don't think you can expect them to. I think having ideals is great, but I'm a member of the assassination generation, and I guess I grew up wary. Now, Kucinich, here's the thing. Bobby likes Dennis Kucinich. He's very mad at me. Although, Bobby, I will take one quibble with your letter. I did not say he could not represent the people of the United States. I said he couldn't be elected president. And that's different. I think he's a fine representative of the United States of America. I think he's a fine representative of his district. But I do not think he can be elected president of the United States. But here's what she writes, and I will read her letter without further comment and let you decide, and you call in at 303-713-7600, whether you agree more with me, more of a pragmatic view. Democrats can't do everything. What do you want to do? Do you vote more funding for this war? Do you halt it now? Do you try to come out in front of George Bush trying to surge the troops? What do you do? Now, I would severely criticize that. I would be like John Kerry and Christopher Dodd and others who are starting to write openly, and Dennis Kucinich, who has stood up against the war the entire time. He was right, but that doesn't make him electable as President of the United States. Now, here's what he says. Aaron, you really hurt me when you said Dennis Kucinich could not represent the people of the United States. Dennis has been right all along, and no one listened to him. Granted, I like Al Gore, but I blame him 1,000% for the shape the country is in today for not fighting for his rightful job as President of the United States back in 2000. I'll edit in a minute. I'll make comment in a minute. He did not have the guts or balls to stand up to this neocon administration. I often wonder if something takes place again, he would take his punk high road rather than stand up and fight and show some courage. I'm sorry, but I've lost respect for Al Gore and John Kerry, and neither one of them would fight not only for their rightful jobs as president, but did not fight for the American people who voted to put them in office. Give me Kucinich any day of the week. America needs a fighter, not someone who caves. And Obama, he's another punk.
approved lying Condi Rice for Secretary of State. That did it for me with him. All this says is he's willing to go along to get along. America needs fighters, and I find that in Kucinich, Wes Clark, and John Edwards. Al Gore can be over the EPA, Obama can be ambassador, but they're not fighters, they are weaklings. Sorry, delivering a great speech and being good-looking is not enough for America, nor for our troops. Well, I like Al Gore, remember? I had to throw that in. If America was not in trouble as well, I might consider it, but I doubt it. Gore and Obama are weaklings. That's from Bobby in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I only used emphatic language when she put it in caps. By the way, if you want to write to me, do it at Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. That is my website, and I will get your email, and I may even read much of it. Look, this is an important dialogue we need to have. I'm not saying I'm the be-in and end-all of all of this either. I have never really caught on. I like Dennis Kucinich, but I can't listen to him for very long, and I like what he says. I'm just being blunt and honest here. I'm just trying to get, you know, there are a lot of people who are you know, brilliant people, but if they don't communicate well, you're not, that's part of it. I think that was Al Gore's biggest problem, was he didn't come across well when he ran for office. Otherwise, he would have beat George Bush hands down. George Bush did the aw shucks likable part, and I agree. The American people are often bamboozled by people who are maybe camera and mic ready, but not for long. Look at George Allen. He finally made the macaca comment. Perhaps YouTube is a good development. I agree. I like it, YouTube. It certainly was a big development in 2006, as long as we're talking about big and small stories of 2006. YouTube, and I think Time Magazine was a little silly to make all of us the men and women of the year. On the other hand, I did look kind of good in their mirror cover. I haven't even looked at it, but I've just seen it and read it online. But I have to say, in this days of navel gazing, can anybody lead us? And here's the other problem that I alluded to earlier in my conversation with Dave of Denver, is if you haven't seen the documentary Why We Fight, and I don't want to put a downer on your holiday and New Year celebrations, and by the way, happy Kwanzaa, it's this, and I'll tell you what this is. This is a big problem because Why We Fight. Why We Fight is a documentary that scared me mightily. What Why We Fight points out is that in every single one of the 435 congressional districts in the United States of America, there is a defense contractor. And Dwight D. Eisenhower's warning to all of us, God rest him, was accurate. We do have to worry about the military-industrial complex. They do own quite a bit of our pop political will. And that's a sad fact. It's really sad. Look at what's happening. It was Dick Cheney who privatized the military. And look what's happened. Halliburton is now reaping, he certainly had vested interests. I mean, you look around and you want to be defeatist and say, forget about it. I agree with you, Bobby, that it is sad that people like Dennis Kucinich aren't more appreciated. But I have to be honest, too. I cannot lie to you as a talk show host willingly. I won't do it. He can't get elected, I don't think. Dean on his cell phone. Welcome and to AM.
Hi.
I'm sorry. Welcome. Your name again?
Dane.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry. It's
yeah.
A little tough to hear. Go ahead.
I had a few things to say. Concerning Kucinich, I think his proposal to defund the war effort 100% is it's unrealistic. Although I do agree that might be one tactic to use to start slowing the war momentum down. It's not going to happen. I think what should happen first of all with the funding is some serious investigations into whether corporations like Halliburton have abused their contracts and overcharged this, which is very easy to prove. I believe I saw Iraq for sale recently, and it documents that fairly well.
Yeah.
I think the real reason at the heart of the quagmire that we have over there is that what's that?
You've only got 15 seconds. Can you wait over the break? Because I'd love to hear
Absolutely.
What you have to say. Great, Dane. Thank you very much. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. Join the conversation now.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Randall Kingston in Baghdad. An Iraqi appeals court today upheld the death sentence for former dictator Saddam Hussein. The decision now goes to Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, who must sign it, along with the nation's two vice presidents. Once the appeals court order is ratified, Saddam and his co-defendants would be hanged in 30 days. Saddam was convicted of the 1982 murders of 148 residents of a Shiite town.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. Presidential advisors are monitoring the reports from Baghdad. As they await official confirmation, there's no immediate reaction. But just last month, the president described Saddam's conviction as a major milestone.
The man who once struck fear in the hearts of Iraqis had to listen to free Iraqis recount the acts of torture and murder that he ordered against their families and against them.
I'm Dave Barrett. Jim Hoagland is with the Washington Post. He won a Pulitzer for his Gulf War commentary. As for the confirmation that Saddam is to be executed,
many people in Iraq will see this as a vindication of their feelings about the terror that they lived under Saddam Hussein.
More violence today in the Iraqi capital. Three American soldiers were killed in a roadside bombing. More than two dozen Iraqis died when three car bombs went off almost all at once. 2 years ago this morning,
it's coming again! Coming again!
The tsunami came. It hit Thailand, it hit Indonesia, and 10 other countries. 230,000 people died. And now,
on the Indonesian island of Bali, a tsunami drill has been underway today. Many, many tourists have been asked to leave the beaches when they hear a siren. Many have observed this, but some of the locals say that they're staying put.
That's reporter Stephen Flay, who says 2 years after the tsunami, warning beacons on the waters are only halfway installed. And on Sumatra, 70,000 people are still living in temporary housing. Didn't get exactly what you wanted under the tree? Go out and find that special something today.
I want some bath mats that are on sale. That's it.
And these shoppers in Buffalo, where there are bargains to be had,
save $360 on two items, two nutcrackers.
WCBS's Peter Haskell says there have been sleepless shoppers spotted at a mall in Jersey City, New Jersey.
The door swung open to the real hardcore shoppers, the people who just couldn't sleep last night thinking about the bargains they were going to get. Now we're seeing some folks who are on their way to work. They got up a little bit early. They're going to try to pick up some things for themselves. There's some last-minute gifts, and they are out bright and early.
And they might get deals on cold weather stuff like coats and jackets. That apparel did not sell well in the holiday season. Retail experts say, as expected, electronics did. On the western edge of Denver, it turned out to be an electrical transformer that arced. It's not as serious as was first thought. No blast at a mine, no uranium release, no injuries. Wall Street, the Dow's up 30, the NASDAQ up 6. This is CBS News.
Deck the halls with
boughs of Halsley.
Ah, the sounds of TomTom portable navigation devices singing in sweet harmony. And now through the holiday season, if you buy any TomTom, you get $100 off.
$100 off.
It's the TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
$100 off.
Okay, team, let's get started.
Now exiting for Hazelnut Serenity.
Introducing Splenda flavor blends for coffee and hazelnut, French vanilla, and mocha. They add delicious flavor that takes you someplace else.
Ah, a yoga retreat with no pie charts. Assume the lotus position and sip. Breathe in tantalizing hazelnut.
Oh, Margo?
What? Yeah, it's totally zen.
New Splenda flavor blends for coffee. Visit them at hazelnutflavorblends.com. Find them in the coffee aisle.
Fidel Castro has been recovering from an intestinal problem for about half of this year. A doctor who examined the Cuban leader has returned to Spain, and he claims that the 80-year-old Castro does not have lung cancer, or have cancer, period. You'd think the Terminator would tape up a broken leg and walk right out of the hospital, but in real life, that's not going to happen. Not today in L.A. Over the weekend, it was Sun Valley 1, Arnold Schwarzenegger 0. The California governor broke a leg while on a ski run in Idaho, so now...
The surgery to repair the femur in Schwarzenegger's right leg is a relatively common procedure. Surgeons will use orthopedic cables and screws to help the bone heal. The governor will be put under a general anesthesia for around 2 hours. He is likely to remain in the hospital under observation for 3 days.
Then CBS's Steve Futterman says Governor Schwarzenegger will use crutches as part of his 8-week recovery period. I'm Dave Barrett, CBS News.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. 10 years ago today, JonBenet Ramsey was found dead in her parents' home in Boulder. The mystery of who killed the 6-year-old remains unsolved. Former DA Alex Hunter is conceding he made some errors in the investigation. Hunter says he second-guesses a comment he made at a news conference in February of 97 when he seemed to tell the killer that investigators were closing in. In reality, they weren't, but Hunter said he wanted to make the killer believe they have some new information. Your traveling day at DIA is back to normal. The airport is fully operational again, and the last of the stranded travelers got out of Denver last night. But now there's word of another storm heading our way on Thursday and Friday. The late Godfather of Soul is the namesake of a Steamboat Springs highway bridge. James Brown died yesterday at 73. The soul icon was honored back in 1993 in Steamboat Springs when residents there named a bridge spanning the Yampa River as the James Brown Soul Center of the Universe Bridge. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Looks like our commute has calmed down a bit. That rollover no longer a factor eastbound I-70 at Chambers. We do have one problem, though. It's southbound 25 near Orchard, right through the tech center, where we've had a pretty decent ride except for very slick on and off ramps, so you want to be extra careful. Nice ride on eastbound routes, C-470, 6th Avenue, all look good. Boulder Turnpike, no problems. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, high clouds, windy and mild, 53. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy in the foothills, and 27. Right now, under partly cloudy skies, 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of hosting your holiday party this year with delicious party trays from King Soopers, piled high with meats.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Okay, my television set, the studio is possessed by, I don't know, Beelzebub, by the Republicans. They just switched me from CNN to C-SPAN. I'm trying to figure it out now. Filling in for Jay Marvin. Little technology challenge this morning. It's it's AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-7600. And the clicker doesn't seem to respond. It's like, okay, all right, go, no. So how did it change itself? I don't know. Anyway, I have Kelly Parr back in the studio, the crack team of journalists I have worked with in the past who are excellent, both of them, Kathy Walker, Jerry Bell, manning the AM760 Progressive Talk newsrooms. We'll be fine. We'll be absolutely fine. They've already cleared up some confusion about explosions, which turned out to be arcing transformers. CBS had it incorrectly, so I knew we could trust our local newsroom. They are amazing. 303-713-7600. It is the 10th anniversary of JonBenet Ramsey's death. If you'd like to comment on that, you're absolutely welcome to. I'm happy to talk about it, although I have to say I hold my nose when I think about it. It just, I was there. I helped cover the case. I'm not saying it wasn't newsworthy. It was, but it's the 10th anniversary now, and this last year was such a fiasco with the idiot being brought in from Vietnam to all the way to Boulder at our expense, and it's like, and Alex Hunter did make some mistakes. He made some very stupid mistakes. The Boulder police made some stupid mistakes. It was all, I don't know. I have so many mixed feelings about it. I really do. And I wish she could rest in peace. I wish we know who killed her. I wish that O.J. Simpson would pay for the crimes I believe he committed. Instead, he just talks about them to Judith Regan and tries to make millions of dollars off of them. I'll tell you, it's a really sad world when pop culture makes you want to take a bath just as much as the real world does. It's like, you know, pop culture used to be, it's good for a giggle, or it should be, and it's not anymore either. Even the passage of James Brown is marred by the fact that his widow's locked out of his hospital room in her house. Her house. I say her house because she may not have the deed, but she is his widow. Come on. 5-year-old. Hi, let's kick them out in the street. Okay. I mean, the woman may be a gold digger for all I know, but still. On Christmas weekend? No. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Okay, easy for me to say because, obviously, everyone would just behave. Behave. But getting people to behave and behaving myself is sometimes very difficult. All right, here's the thing. Our biggest problem really is Iraq, and now Bush is talking about surging, and he's going to try to run an end run around the Congress. Dave and I were...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
The reasons for, this huge mess that we have, and I believe that stems from the fact that the war was propagated on a lie, and therefore the win conditions are unclear. And what happens in a war when the win conditions stated in the original war policy are not clear, that forms the direction of the war. It points us in a general direction, and it also permeates the more minute tactical details. In terms of troop morale, and indecision, things like that. Vietnam was also propagated on a lie, and within a few years we were in a situation like My Lai, where the soldiers were confused and were just started killing civilians. And now we've run into a few situations like that over there in Iraq already.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib, and then these Marines that went into whatever town.
Yeah.
And, and situations like that. So I think that, there's still a lot of discussion in the media. The popular question is concerning Iraq, how do we win? I see that as a nonsensical question.
It is a nonsensical question, isn't it? Every time I hear it, I want to throw something at the television.
Yeah,
winning is not the point.
You know, I mean, here's the thing: is that people say, "Well, will more troops get us to win?" And you know, where we have never actually settled on what winning means. And so, in order to do that, we need some serious investigations into why we started the war. And how the whole lie was perpetrated on the American people. And that is, you know, there's a facial case here for the prosecution of high crimes and misdemeanors.
I agree with you. I think there is. And I think if there is one, we owe it to ourselves to know that, even if there isn't maybe time to run the full impeachment course. But you'll be pleased to know that William Delahunt of Quincy, Martin Meehan of Lowell, and others of Massachusetts, they're talking about doing joint hearings into the administration's Iraq war policies.
Excellent.
Delahunt's going to become chairman of the House International Relations Committee. Meehan's going to take over the same subcommittee on the House Armed Services Committee.
They're
going to go after it, and I think they should. And actually, there's talk now that Nancy Pelosi is going to help coordinate all of this so that it makes a difference, because really, there are so many things to investigate that you could get lost in investigation land. And I think one of the things we need to do is we need to understand, how was the rationale for this war fabricated? How was it perpetrated on the American people? What kind of war profiteering has been conducted? As that documentary that you mentioned, Iraq for Sale, which I have to catch up with also, to see. You know, we all owe it to ourselves to educate ourselves, but we also need and watch all kinds of different members of Congress for what kind of job they're going to do. Because I don't think the American people threw out the Republicans just to watch the Democrats sit on their hands and twiddle their thumbs for 2 years waiting for Georgie's time to run out.
Exactly. And so, you know, I know it's been a little long-winded on my part, but I just wanted to I at least want to get in there that, look, a lot of the Democrats right after the election said, no, we won't impeach. Don't worry, we're not going to be vindictive and pull a tit for tat. And to me, the beginnings of the prosecution of high crimes and misdemeanors, we do that in order to clarify our policy, and we have to do that. And if that actually leads to impeachment, then we have to follow through with
so
that.
So be it. Yeah.
But you know, it's not about being vindictive, and
no.
It's not about revenge, and it's not about watching George Bush suffer. It's about getting to the facts, and it's about figuring out where do we move from here, because until we have the facts, we can't move.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it mightily. Happy holidays mightily, and happy 2007. It's got to be better than this one.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you.
It's 16 past the hour. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on his show. We're going to check in with Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels and talk to you about the storm, about the war, talk about a storm. What should the Democrats do, and how should they do it? AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number's 303-713-7600. And I said that Dennis Kucinich couldn't be elected president, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't listen to him. Can we afford to defund the war entirely? I don't think so, but we do have to find a middle ground, because the country is upset. People are upset. You're upset. And I'd like to hear from you at 303-713-7600. One thing's for sure, no more surge.
Dealing with a couple of new problems now, southbound 25 at Orchard, right lane in your tech center, and one southbound 225 on the approach to I-25 in Aurora, also through your tech center. Otherwise, we're enjoying a pretty nice ride. Just watch out, those on and off ramps have been very icy this morning. Weather today, high clouds, windy and mild, 53. Right now, partly cloudy, 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
The Nissan year-end sales event is going on right now. Don't trust your tires to just anyone. Get new tires chosen specifically for your vehicle. Get the Nissan Tire Advantage during Nissan's year-end sales event at your Nissan dealer right now.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
It's like the rats just running from the sinking ship.
Randy Rhodes.
And the only rat left on the ship is Bush. He might be the last neocon. So let me guess. He's putting off his decision till after Christmas because he thinks Jesus might, what, bring the rapture by then? Is this what we're stuck with now? The rapture president who is the last neocon left standing?
Randy Rhodes.
You know.
Weekdays at 4. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up.
Good morning. It's 8:21. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin this morning. Good morning. We've got another couple of hours to go. I would love to talk to you. Absolutely adore it. Here on Mountain Time, I'm, you know, we're watching the roadways for you. We're taking care. I'd really love to hear from you. And this war has got, I don't know about you, but every time I hear the word surge, my heart sinks to the bottom of my belly. And maybe some of you who are more to the left than I get really upset when I say things like, I don't think Janice Kucinich can get elected president of the United States. But I have to be straight with you. I have to tell you what I think. I could be wrong. Goodness knows I've been wrong before. I thought John Kerry would fight for his election. And I do agree with Bobby from Tulsa in Oklahoma, who wrote scathing comments about what I said about Dennis. She's right. She's absolutely right that he did not fight. Now, I think Gore did fight. Gore fought all the way through the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court let us down. It let down every single citizen. And I find it highly ironic that the Iraq Study Group featured James Baker and Sandra Day O'Connor, two of the people most responsible for giving us this mess. You know, if they were like the mother and father who delivered us George Bush, a mediocre, half-assed governor who'd never had much power in Texas anyway. Talk about, they're complaining. Jeff Parrish is in CommonDreams.org is moaning that Barack Obama has been manufactured out of thin air. Heck, at least he did a few things in the Illinois state legislature first. This guy's done nothing. George W. Bush just was a good old boy. They fabricated him out of hot air. This will teach you. Look, you may malign government and yell at it, you right-wing Republicans, but you know what? People with experience actually understand geopolitics. They understand diplomacy. They aren't toady panderers like Condoleezza Rice. Yes, Daddy. Yes, my husband, my surrogate husband. Whatever you say, dear. I mean, that poor woman. And did you see Laura Bush's comments about her? Ooh, a single woman couldn't get elected president of the United States. Ew, she'd need a supportive family. Well, with supportive family like you, honey, I don't think she's got one. Although I don't necessarily sadly disagree with that either, because I do think a single woman might be a good idea, president of the United States. Now, we haven't talked about the 900-pound gorilla in the room, the 900-pound Democrat in the room, the Hillary Rodham Clinton factor. Now, over this holiday weekend, she did something extraordinary. Well, not politically expedient, let's call it what it is. Well, if I'd known what I know today, I wouldn't have voted for the war anyway. It's like, you know what, Hillary, 2 years too late for that sentence. It was bad enough 2 years ago to say that. Saying it now looks really sad. Sorry, Bill, got to call it like I see it. And I like Hillary okay, but I'm not sure she can be president either. And she's certainly more popular than Dennis Kucinich. But I think people are looking for a blend of sage men. Look, let's face it. We need, I almost said sage man, but I don't care if it's a woman. We need somebody who can not only stand at the top of the world and deal well. We need somebody who can stand up to some of the biggest, scariest people on the planet and say yes and no. Because unfortunately, the United States of America has done precisely what Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us against, which is we have sold our souls to the proverbial company store. We have become massive consumers, and we have not thought much about shoring up the infrastructure of our own country. We have become massive consumers, and we haven't thought about the international debt enough, and I don't think our leaders have either, because we do not hold them accountable for massive overspending. And the kind of spending we want, if you're going to massively overspend on me, you know what, rather than give it to defense contractors, I'd rather you put it into Social Security, which is a program that does work. Don't let them talk you. I was screaming at the pathetic Bill Kristol, saying, are you high on crack? Because Billy Crystal's going, oh, and I think the president can actually get some Social Security reform. It's like, no, because it doesn't need to be reformed that much. So many things need to be done beforehand. And one of them is, how do we deal with the war? I say first and foremost, the Democrats, I was worried when I heard Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid try to say, well, I'd be willing to listen about a surge. And I was like, what? No! You can't do that. Are you doing a little meth out in the... I know, I'm possessed by that, but I'm doing it on purpose because of George Bush, who's probably eating pretzels as we speak. But, you know, are you doing meth out in the desert of Nevada? What's wrong with you? He's sitting there going, well, a surge could be okay. But then a week later, did you notice? He was on the Ed Schultz show going, but there's got to be a timeline. It's got to be for short term, and it's got to be for, and I'm like, just stop it. Here's your compromise. We will fund the war for a little bit longer, but you have to gain some policy objectives. We need to understand, why are we there? What are we doing to get out of there? How are we going to get out of there? And how are we going to stabilize the region? What is our policy towards the Israel-Palestine conflict? You know what? Did you notice the Palestinian territories? They finally invited Mahmoud Abbas over, and they gave him the money. You know, it's like you can change your policy. John Kerry, writing in the Washington Post, quoted, the president is fond of quoting Winston Churchill. Excuse me for making some paper noise while I get this. And he quotes Churchill, never give in, never give in, never, 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 in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in. But he added, and George W. Bush wouldn't tell you this, except to convictions of honor and good sense. Now, under the category of honor and good sense, as far as I'm concerned, we get out of Iraq as soon as possible. We go in there with a stabilizing international force. We let the region, except here's the problem. You've now got a massive civil war going on between Shiites and Sunni. You have most of the Sunni countries lined up nervous and worried, whether it's Jordan, whether it's Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia basically told the vice president the other day, stick it, we're going to do whatever we want anyway. You get out of Iraq, we'll get in. See what a mess we created by not thinking ahead? You have the feeling. See, here's what I want. I want a major chess player, not a checkers player, in the White House. You have the feeling that George W. Bush would lose at checkers, just having to get from one side of the board to the other. I want someone who can think 45 moves ahead. That's what I want. If they're a little personally challenged, like say they get a BJ in the White House, I'd rather have that. I'd rather have somebody who could play chess and play 45 moves ahead than I would to have a dope who can't figure out to get from one side of the board to the other. You know, I mean, you have the feeling that George Bush, if he were playing checkers, would have lost 5 minutes into his administration. The guy's a terrible strategist. He doesn't even understand what he's doing. The incompetency of this, and see, that to me, as much or maybe even more so than their malfeasance, than their crimes, the incompetence of the neocons. And I read an article from the Los Angeles Times over the weekend. I can't remember the author's name, forgive me, but he says, where's Paul Wolfowitz? He's ducking at the head of the World Bank. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy worrying about funding in Africa. He was one of the principal architects of this war. He has criticized it. It's true in recent days, saying it was badly handled. Why was Rumsfeld still on the job? Why was this happening? George Bush is still defending him. And now he sent his apparently Gates is going to be his lackey because he's coming back with his tail between his legs from Iraq going, well, the troops want the surge. See, that's going to be their out. They're going to blame the troops. So if you have a son or a daughter or a niece or a nephew serving in Iraq at this moment, I want to know, what are they telling you in their email? Between the lines, when they're home on leave, are they telling you they want another surge in Iraq? What's the real pulse of the nation? AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And we'll talk, too, about the most covered and undercovered stories of the...
Toyota-thon is on. And your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. You'll find peace of mind knowing that every Toyota SUV comes standard with vehicle stability control to keep your family safe in harsh or icy conditions. And now get great customer cash, like $1,500 on the new 07 Sequoia or $2,000 on the new 06 Sienna, the minivan that received the top rating from NHTSA Inside Impact Crash Test. Or choose low APRs on many of your favorite SUVs, like the new 07 Highlander or new 07 4Runner. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, it all ends January 2nd. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. varies by region. See participating dealer for details. NHTSA 2006 5-star rating. www.safercar.gov. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Progressive Talk, always on your radio, always online.
Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 covered stories of the year, how bad things have gotten in Iraq. Do we cut funding? How do we handle it? What do we do in 2007 to make the world a better place? Can the Democrats really pull off change? We'll see. I think they can do some things. I think they can get a minimum wage passed. I think they can halt any kind of massive eradication of Social Security. I think we may be able to get an immigration bill, although people may not like some of it. I will probably like it better than some. I heard an interesting quote on that, too. By the way, Senator Joe Biden, big surprise! Wow. Big deal. Okay. Democratic Senate. This is 20 hours ago. San Jose Mercury News. Democratic.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Up of my head. Hillary Rodham Clinton, Barack Obama, there's a draft Obama movement. Okay. Dennis Kucinich, I want to be fair, he's actually announced. Vilsack, he's actually announced of Iowa. I'm sitting here writing Iowa and I said Ohio. Nice. Okay, so I think I've got holiday brain. Yeah. It's 8:35. Thank you for joining me on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. Okay, the sweepstakes have begun. If I had a little pistol, I would fire it and go, choo! Okay, they're off to the races. And it's the governor of Massachusetts. It's Senator John McCain. It's all kinds of interesting people running on the Republican side. Ugh, Sam Brown's back. Does anybody think Sam Brown's back can be president? God, I hope not. He's one of those Kansans who doesn't think I exist. I resent candidates who don't believe in women's rights. I won't vote for them, don't like them. Therefore, I wouldn't vote for John McCain anyway, but I just, his policy on the war, not going to fly, not happening. Okay, so it's becoming crowded. Are you liking anyone? Do you want anyone? Do you want to think about 2008? Because some of you may be going, oh, Aaron, it's too early. In which case, many stories caught our ears during the last year, but one of the ones that was massively ignored, and I agree with this, was on the day we were talking about the Dubai port scandal, which was bad enough. I mean, and in practice, it's in existence now anyway. Great. Our ports are being protected by other countries. That's smart. And let's outsource key support jobs in the military. I know. You sort of feel like you're living in that rise and fall of the American empire, don't you? So anyway, here's the big story that was covered up by the hoopla over the Dubai port scandal. It was the anonymous bombing of the Ankari Mosque in Samarra, Iraq, which really set off this latest sectarian civil war pretty much completely. I think we were doomed on that day. If we were doomed on the second that George W. Bush got thrown into office, got anointed to office. But we were even more doomed when we invaded Iraq that horrible snowy day. Well, actually, it was a lovely snowy day in Colorado where I watched in horror with my nephews struggling to try, you know, they were, I think, let's see, 13 and 14 at the time, and trying to explain to children why you're concerned. They were riveted to the TV, too. They've been following, although probably not. I was, like, possessed by politics. When I was five, no joke, I've been possessed by politics. And I have to tell you that I think we're in the deepest stuff we have been in as long as I'm alive. I really do. I think this is the worst president. You know, it's easy to talk in big terms and in generalities as a talk show host. It's easy to set definitive lines in the sand and stick to them. But I have to tell you, honor bound, I really think this is the worst president we've ever had. And I thought Ronald Reagan was pretty awful. I really did. I mean, the coronation of Ronald Reagan after he passed made me a little ill. Yes, he was a definitive influence on the last century. But was he a good influence? I don't think so. I think we're still suffering from a lot of decisions he made, in no small part about the war on terror and the actions he took in Lebanon. So I think we're in deep trouble. I think we are in the worst trouble I've ever seen. I think certainly we are held in the least esteem. After 9/11, I remember the world wanted to hold hands with us. They wanted to hug us. They wanted to accept us. And we just decided, within hours after the attack, the Bush administration was already plotting to get into Iraq. And the reason that we harp on this, I know that some of you who are independent and conservative say, we keep harping on the war and why we shouldn't have gone in and why do you do that? And I just keep that dicta in my mind that about history, you know, those who do not remember their history are absolutely doomed to repeat it. And if we do not, I agree with the callers today who have suggested we need to have congressional investigations. I don't think they should be immediately billed as impeachment hearings. I think you need to lay the foundation because many of the people are with you in that they do not believe in George Bush anymore. But it's one thing to say you don't believe in somebody. It's another thing to use the Constitution to eject them from office. But do I believe there are possibly grounds? Absolutely. Just thinking, again, as I sit here this morning and in my research, as I review what reasons or what investigations, I mean, what investigations do you think? I can sit and list them all day long. I'd prefer to hear from you, too. And by the way, if you don't agree with me that we need to at least partially fund what we're doing in Iraq until we can figure out a way to get out of there that's cohesive and coherent, then please call me up, 303-713-7600. And we say, what is cohesive and coherent, Aaron? Well, here's what it is. And again, I think John Kerry understands this better. I think that we need to go to Syria. I noticed that Dodd and Kerry both went and talked to Hafez Assad in Syria and talked to him. Good. We need to have relationships with Syria. Other pundits have suggested withdrawing to the borders of Syria, of Iran, and of Jordan, and securing the borders, making sure the borders are secure. Something we need to work on perhaps in this country too, although I don't think that's as big a problem as people like to paint it. And the other problem is that we need to address, we need to investigate down to the ground how we got in the war, what kind of war profiteering has been going on, Abu Ghraib, who in the upper ranks was behind Abu Ghraib, why we privatized the military, how much is it costing us. There are investigations why they, I mean, one story, I had a friend who sent me an email the other day, thank you, Charlie, by the way, sent me an email, and he was incredulous. Is this true, Aaron, that they're defunding and closing the Environmental Protection Agency libraries? Absolutely. Absolutely. Earl in Inglewood, thank you for calling. Thank you for joining us. Happy Christmas and Merry New Year.
Well, thank you.
If you celebrate either.
Right.
These days I feel like being an ostrich, but go ahead.
I know, it's hard to celebrate.
I know.
I think one of the most undercovered stories is the evidence that the 9/11 events, the towers, for example, in Building 7, came down through controlled demolition, and indications that the Bush administration may have had something to do with that.
Well, you know, I don't think there's any. I think one of the reasons why it hasn't been investigated is because there's no proof that that happened. So, you know, I know their websites, I've looked at them, and I know that they make a lot of assumptions, and I lived in New York for about 9 years, and you know what, even though they make mistakes sometimes and they're not perfect, I believe the NYPD over, FDE rather, over any wacko websites I've read. So if they say there wasn't a controlled demolition and it went on because of vibrations and because of the other, look, those buildings were huge. Have you ever been to the World Trade Center towers? Have you ever been there? No, have you ever been there? I just want to ask you. Have you ever been there?
No.
Okay, I have. Those buildings are, one, very, very close together. Everybody thinks, oh, you know, it was really far away. It wasn't. It was very close together. And
yeah, could I comment, though?
Yeah, you can. You can have more time, no problem. Okay. But I have read fairly well on this, not deep, because when I read it and I encounter a lot of innuendo and no facts, I can't be bothered. There's too much to read that is substantiated. So, I don't really believe that they blew up those buildings on purpose. I don't believe the anti-Semitic, stuff that's been said about it. And I think a lot of that is very counterproductive, because it's sort of like having debates that George W. Bush has on scientific research, which he doesn't understand very well. I read competent engineers and competent fire investigators, none of whom think that stuff was set, and I tend to believe them. But go ahead.
Okay. I think an article that covers the issues that need to be covered in determining whether the buildings came down by controlled demolition or not. That is the best written and the most comprehensive is one by Stephen Jones, a professor of physics at Brigham Young. He's now retiring. That was probably due to pressure resulting from his report. But it can be accessed on the Internet at...
yeah, I know. And it's been refuted, too. And so widely. It's been refuted. You should check out the refutations. I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal. I'll reread that article if you go read the refutations, of which there are thousands.
Well, can I make another? You haven't even let me explain why this is something people should...
Because I don't believe there was a conspiracy to blow up the building. I don't think there's proof of that.
But if you start with that belief and you're unshaken...
No, actually, I'm on very solid ground, but okay.
Can I explain?
Briefly, but you know what? I really don't want to go down the, 9/11 was a plot. But if you can substantiate it factually with any facts, great.
Well, I'll start by saying I was probably just as skeptical as you were.
Uh-huh.
I'm
overdue for a break. I'll let you talk briefly on the other side. But I have to say, I'm one of those, I'm like J. Marvin, I don't believe in this conspiracy nonsense. I really don't. And don't try it on me either, because I'm filling in. It's 8:45. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. But I did invite you, and I want to be fair about this, I did invite you to talk about the stories that you feel were undercovered. But I do not want to get into an engineering debate about why the buildings. They're very close together. I've read the explanations, and I think absolutely there was not a controlled demolition in there. I think there's been absolutely no scientific proof of that. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. Welcome.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
With the exception of a couple of collisions still affecting your drive through the tech center, southbound 25 at Orchard, southbound 225 at I-25, nothing major for you to contend with around the city except for the aftermath of the storm. Still have a lot of slick spots on the highways, including on and off ramps at the tech center, so you want to be especially careful on those. Holiday week, light traffic prevails, though, so enjoy getting out early to the malls, Park Meadows, Cherry Creek, Flatirons, now open for your shopping pleasure, Colorado Mills, Twin Peaks, and the Outlets at Castle Rock, opening up at 9. Expect more congestion in all those areas. Weather today, looking for high clouds, windy conditions, and a high of 53. Right now, partly cloudy, 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Scandinavian Design's winter clearance sale now and save up to 50% off on select furniture for your home and office. Located on North Wadsworth Parkway and Hampton Avenue. Or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com.
Another holiday season. And another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home.
I just wanna go home.
Happy holidays to you and your family.
Let me go home.
All over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll all be all right.
Let's bring our military
coming back home.
On December 12, 2006, an application was tendered for filing with the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. for the transfer of control of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, the corporate parent of J-Corp Broadcasting of Colorado Incorporated, licensee of KKZN 760 AM in Thornton, Colorado, from its current shareholders, the stockholders of BT Triple Crown Merger Company Incorporated. J-Corp Broadcasting of Colorado Incorporated is a wholly owned subsidiary of J-Corp Communications Company, which is wholly owned by Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, a publicly traded company. The officers and directors of one or more of these entities are L. Lowry Mays, Randall Mays, Mark Mays, Alan Feld, B.J. McCombs, Theodore Strauss, John Williams, Phyllis Riggins, J.C. Watts, Perry Lewis, John Zachary, John Hogan, Bob Cohen, Don Perry, Paul Meyer, Andrew Levin, Lisa Dollinger, Herbert W. Hill Jr., David Wilson, Catherine Mays Johnson, Jessica Marventano, Bill Hammersley, Randy Palmer, John Tippett, Brian Coleman, Charles Dan III, Stephanie Rosales, Joe Shannon, Dirk Eller, Paul Peterson, Mary Stitch, Ace Haran, Chris Harrington, Scott Bick, Hamlet Newsom Jr., Richard Wolf, William Moll, Jerome Kirsting, Jeff Littlejohn, Tom Owens, Charlie Riley, Mike DeClue, Rick Mangum, Matt Hupfield, Tom Shore, Susan Kara, Steve Davis, David Krall, Brandy Newman, Christine Epps. Following the transfer of control, the officers and directors of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated will include these aforementioned individuals currently serving as officers of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated and Scott Spearling, Richard Ressler, Ken Veldon, Charles Brizia, Stephen Barnes, John Connington, Ian Loring, Edward Hand, Mark Mays, and Randall Mays. The greater than 10% stockholders of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated will be Thomas H. Lee Equity Fund 6 LP and Bain Capital CC 9 LP, Bain Capital Investors LLC. The managing directors and members of Bain Capital Investors LLC are Andrew Balson, Stephen Barnes, Joshua Beckenstein, Edward Conrad, John Connington, Paul Edgerly, Jordan Hitch, Matthew Levin, Ian Loring, Philip Laughlin IV, Mike Nunnally, Stephen Pagliuca, Michael Ward, and Stephen Zide. Additional members of Bain Capital Investors LLC are A.J. Argawal, Richard Albright, Dewey Alwad, Michael Bavacqua, Berwick Bafar, Philip Carter, Stuart Davies, Diane Exter, Dominique Ferrante, Michael Goss, James Kellogg III, Fernando Grimaldi, James Hildenbrand, Jin Xing Huang, Michael Krupka, Jonathan Levine, Matthew McFerrin, Anon Moore, Kristen Mugford, James Naherny, Benjamin Nye, William Papendick IV, Michael Plaventon, Dwight Poehler, Peter Reel, Douglas Ruddish, Walid Sarkis, Jeffrey Swarge, Janichi Shirashito, Yuji Sugimoto, and Jonathan Zhu. Thomas H. Lee Equity Fund the 6 LP is controlled by DHL Equity Advisors the 6 LLC, which is in turn controlled by Thomas H. Lee Partners LP. Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC is the general partner of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP. Scott Schoen, Anthony DeNovi, and Scott Spearling are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and managing directors, co-presidents, and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. Thomas Haggerty, Seth Lowry, Kent Weldon, Todd Abrecht, Charles Brizia, Scott Jackal, and Soren Oberg are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and managing directors and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. George Taylor, Richard Ressler, Gregory White, Joshua Nelson, Jeff Swenson, Ganesha Rao, James Carlisle, Joseph Pesci, Charles Holden, Joshua Bressler, Jeremy Tan, Warren Smith Jr., Thomas H. Lee, David Harkins, Hunter Bull, Terrence Mullen, and Putnam Investments LLC are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. A copy of the application is on file for public inspection at 4695 South Monaco, Denver, 80237 during normal business hours.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Erin Hart, and I'm filling in for Jay Marvin at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Welcome back. It's 303-713-7600. We wish Jay Marvin well. He's taking the week off for health care reasons. I'm Erin Hart, filling in, very glad to. And I'm with you for most of this week. I have to take Friday off because I have something else planned, but really happy to be with you and so glad to be here. It's 303-713-7600. I invited you, and I still invite you, to talk about what stories do you hear think were undercovered. However, I just want to go on record as saying that I do not find the evidence by the guy from Brigham Young University as compelling. I'm not a scientist either. I'm not an engineer either. But I'm one of those people that, look, I knew that Watergate was a mess before. I knew it was more than a two-bit break-in, all right? I'm pretty good at sniffing out malfeasance. I knew that Iraq was going to be a mess. And I will blame the Bush administration for a number of sins without compunction. But there are certain things that I see as a waste of time to argue back and forth. And in some ways, that includes things like the JFK assassination. I know it's fascinating to do, But the reality is it's probably true that we're never going to get to the bottom of that either. Now, I don't believe there has been any credible evidence. I believe there's credible evidence, a lot of it, in the JFK assassination to implicate a number of different areas, among them the Central Intelligence Agency, the Mafia, and others. But the stuff, I don't know. Anyway, I will let Earl say his piece briefly, please, and then we'll take some other calls because there are many people waiting. Thanks, Earl. Welcome back from Inglewood. Earl?
Yeah. I'll mention that I am a trial lawyer, and I've spent many years dealing with engineering and scientific issues, so what I'm saying comes partly from that experience.
Okay.
The Twin Towers and Building 7 both came down in free fall time.
And they were very, very close together. And the way that those buildings were structured with the interior design, the way it was enacted, almost guaranteed that they would collapse like that. But go ahead.
Okay. Just a fraction of a second. Building 7 was not hit by an airplane.
We know all this. We know all this. Cut to the chase. Why do you believe it briefly, and then why do you think the American media would ignore the Titanic of its time to cover if they thought there was a shred of truth in it? Because there still really are investigative reporters out there who are worth their salt. I know they're not as many or as plentiful, but there still really are those investigative reporters who, if they thought they could nail the Bush administration with anything like this, Seymour Hersh among them, I mean, they would be absolutely on it and doing it in a nanosecond. So, in addition, I don't care so much about the nuts and bolts of the engineering back and forth because that's kind of boring for radio, but I really want to know why you believe nobody would cover this.
Well, you're not letting me finish a statement before you interrupt and then talk maybe three times as long as a few facts. I'm going to give you
an uninterrupted 20 seconds. If you can't make your compelling case in that amount of time, then I don't know what to say to you. Go.
The Building 7 was not even mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report.
All you're doing is negatives. You're not coming up with any affirmative proof. Now I will give you 20 seconds now. Go.
The engineering report that was published on NOVA only took the collapse up to the point of the first floor. They didn't analyze what would happen after for the other 80 or 90 floors for each of the twin towers.
Mm-hmm. So I just gave you...
And that requires them to explain why the 47 very heavy and strong steel central columns...
They melted. That was why. It was so hot they melted. I know. I understand I understand we could get back and forth, and you've had 35, now 40 seconds to make your case. It's still all in the negative. All you're doing is going, NOVA did not explain, nobody has addressed yet. Those are not facts. Thank you very much. Please go through some more. When you can come across and you can say, this is why it happened, this is how it happened, then I may listen to you. But if you're going to go, they didn't mention, they didn't cover, that's all proof in the negative. In the absence of information, it's not information about it. But thank you very much, Earl, and I wish you well.
Yes, got it.
I wish you well. I really do. I wish you well. But you've had more than a minute now, all told, to come up with anything that was affirmative proof, and you've done nothing. And I can't devote time on radio to speculation. Julie and Greeley, welcome. Well, actually, we do a lot, but I would rather have a more substantive conversation this morning. Julie and Greeley, welcome.
Hi, Aaron. I think the most terrifying underreported aspect of this last year is the fact that people have listened to the rantings of an irrational president who lives in his own reality.
Mm.
And whether this is from the fact that he's a dry drunk, I don't know if damage was done, if he used enough cocaine, but the fact that people take seriously a person who's the president of our country who is disconnected from what is going on. That, to me...
Still is ranting now about a surge.
It's terrifying. It is a terrifying thing. And the fact that people take him seriously, the elephant in the living room is not a Republican elephant. It is a man who is ill. And I think history will write that, but the trouble is we're all being taken down by him, and I'm very, very sad and terrified.
Thank you very much for your call, Julie. I appreciate it. A sober note to end the hour on. We'll be right back with more comments. 303-713-7600, your most covered, your overcovered, least covered story of the year here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And you're welcome to call that you think that the conspiracy of the 9/11 towers was undercovered. I just don't want to get into a back and forth, particularly, well, they didn't cover this, therefore there might be. No. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600. And by the way, I know Earl doesn't talk like that. I just did.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine brightening your home with the same bulbs that light up the Times Square New Year's Eve ball. Philips Halogena Light Bulbs. For a limited time when you buy halogena bulbs at the Home Depot, you can get a mail-in rebate for up to $10 and a chance to win a trip to New York City to celebrate New Year's Eve 2008 and see Philips light up Times Square. Simplicity is a light bulb that can brighten your room and your new year.
Visit Philips.com/New Year's Contest for rebate and sweepstakes rules. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 1/11/07. Must be legal U.S. resident. 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited.
Philips, sense and simplicity.
If you want someone to tell you what you want to hear, we aren't the place. But if you want someone to tell it like it is, come to Match.com.
You need to start making some different decisions and embracing some different strategies to get what you want.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Pete Gow in Baghdad, where Saddam Hussein's appeal against his death sentence has been rejected. The Iraqi High Tribunal has confirmed he will hang for his crimes against humanity, possibly within the next 30 days. This announcement comes on a day where there was sectarian violence and bloodshed on both sides of Iraq's religious divide. A car bomb in the Sunni district of Adamiya killed and injured civilians in what was almost certainly a retaliation for three simultaneous car bombs that caused further loss of life amongst the capital Shia in Al-Abiya earlier today.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Since the day Saddam Hussein was caught by U.S. troops, the administration has insisted Iraqi courts would decide his fate. It's part of an effort to bolster the emerging Iraqi government. But President Bush has made it clear that he favors the death penalty for Saddam. The capital punishment stand has Mr. Bush at odds with many European allies. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
And the U.S. military now says 7 Americans have been killed in the latest fighting in Iraq. At least 44 Iraqis have died, dozens more wounded in a string of attacks today. At least one person has been killed by a potent earthquake that struck off the coast of Taiwan, toppling houses. Earlier, there were tsunami fears in the eastern Philippines, but Japanese seismological officials now say the danger is past. This is the second anniversary of the devastating Indian Ocean tsunami that killed about 230,000 people. CBS News reporter Stephen Flay has more from Indonesia.
On the Indonesian island of Bali, a tsunami drill has been underway today. Many, many tourists have been asked to leave the beaches when they hear a siren. Many have observed this, but some of the locals say that they're staying put.
Flay says even 2 years on, many tsunami survivors have not been able to rebuild their homes. It's the day after the big day, and shoppers are combing the malls looking for bargains that retailers hope will help boost less than glittering holiday sales. Reporter Scott Braddock has more.
People like this woman lined up here early in the morning to buy all kinds of things at discount prices.
Well, my husband's in line across the street at the Micro Center, so waiting for a big 42-inch TV. So ooh. I'm just hanging out, waiting to pick him up.
It's all about the electronics.
Yep, that's right.
The manager of a Target here, David Wusso, says the gift cards people got under the tree will certainly bring them to the store today.
I think most of what this week is people using those gift cards that they got from Christmas.
Retailers all over the country are trying to make up for the fact that they didn't meet their projections leading up to Christmas. Scott Braddock for CBS News, Houston.
Returning an unwanted gift, consumer expert Jennifer Litwin says it's not automatic.
It's much harder for the consumer because a lot of it will depend on, you know,
the manager's discretion at the time.
And the U.N. Security Council has put an urgent meeting on today's calendar after a week of fighting between Islamist forces in Somalia, and government troops are being helped by Ethiopian soldiers. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 16 points and the NASDAQ up 3. This is CBS News.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for a good price.
What kind is it?
Don't know.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for a good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates from other top companies plus 20 facts and figures so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Naco Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
Afghanistan is rejecting a Pakistani plan to fence and mine parts of the border to stop militants. A spokesman for the president of Afghanistan says terrorists must be confronted in the real manner. A Spanish doctor says the persistent rumors that Fidel Castro has cancer are true. Dr. Jose Luis Garcia Sabrego says he examined the Cuban leader on Thursday and found him slowly but progressively recovering from a serious operation, although he wouldn't give any further details. CBS's Portia Siegelbaum in Havana says the Cuban media don't have much to say.
They're not reporting on Castro. In fact, there's a lot of documentaries and historical footage of him being shown on TV, which presumably was prepared for his 80th birthday, but it was actually has made people uneasy because it's almost as if they're honoring someone who is about to die.
Pope Benedict today is honoring Catholics who suffer because of their loyalty to the pontiff. He says he prays that they will have strength to persevere. Nick Young, CBS News.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. On your mark, get set, shop. These shoppers at Park Meadows Mall are bargain hunting on this day after Christmas.
That's Christmas ornaments for next year.
So you're 364 days ahead of the game.
Yes, sir. Some mistletoe things, park series. What else did you get? Wrapping paper.
So is most of this just shopping for next year then?
It is.
How much did you spend?
$250.
Some of the Christmas merchandise was marked down 75% at Macy's. Colorado could be in for another major storm this week after last week's blizzard dumped up to 3 feet of snow in places. The National Weather Service says a strong storm is developing in the Pacific Northwest, and it's expected to get here Thursday and Friday. DIA is up and running at full capacity this morning after a record 45-hour shutdown last week. But now there's a new problem. Thousands of pieces of luggage tangled up in the massive delays are lining airport hallways as airlines struggle to get the bags back to their owners. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a minor snag westbound I-70 between Wadsworth and Kipling. Otherwise, we're in pretty good shape right now, a very light commute, and what we had is really over. So you're going to be in pretty good shape if you're headed down southbound I-25 through the Thornton North Glen area, past downtown or into the tech center.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
We Icelanders live longer than
than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
The reports, actually, the EPA tried to say that some of the air was not very good for us, first and second responders, but some of their reports were edited, as I understand it. So I do believe that the Bush administration lies whenever it gets a chance, but let's make sure we hang them for the lies that we actually can demonstrate they've told. Now, it's 206, I'm sorry, 30, I'm getting my area codes mixed up, 303-713-7600, AM760 Progressive Talks, and let me not try to catch up with your email while I'm trying to juggle too many different things. All right, let's go to Ernie in Denver, who's been waiting the longest. Thank you, Ernie. Welcome.
Hello, Aaron. It's good to hear you. Always appreciate your intelligent approach to the discussions.
Thank you.
Say, I think this is a great topic, under-addressed issues. Well, mm-hmm. the one that for me is kind of a bottom line to everything
mm-hmm.
is war profiteering.
Yes, absolutely.
And I have not heard much about this. I heard someone on Air America from Small Business Association of America talk about all the fact that all small businesses did not have a chance at any contracts, that they're all no bid to major corporations.
Right.
And to me, my reality is this is not about a good or bad president. This goes way beyond this. Or a ranting and raving, illusion president.
Lunatic, right. This
yeah,
goes
it,
to
it,
the 435 districts having defense contractors in it.
Right. To me, he's done an excellent job for the people who want this money funneled to their corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I see it. Can you give me your perspective? Can people call in on this? What is
CheaperUsedAutos.com? Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter C-O-N.
Hey, Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
Your corporation's a slice of the support pie of the U.S. military. They funneled them billions of dollars, trillions.
Exactly, exactly. And again, you know, being that nothing ever made sense, there was nothing rational about the initiation of the war. It hasn't been anything rational ever since.
No.
And this stay the course, hard line, even a surge of troops. After the, you know, congressional elections, and when I saw the results, I said to my, I turned and said to my wife, now watch, you're going to see a giant budget request for these last couple of years.
Yeah,
in
office. Try to jam them. Yep.
And
yep.
So I'm really anxious to hear what happens with any investigations and what anybody else thinks on the air.
We'll keep track of them. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Happy
Bye.
Holidays. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. By the way, Happy New Year and Happy Kwanzaa to everybody who's celebrating. More than 4.7 million people now celebrate Kwanzaa. A holiday started 40 years ago. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Don't slip and slide on the snow. Call us up and check in with us. Scott in Winter Park, I'll bet it's snowy where you are, dude.
We love the snow up here.
Some of my favorite memories of living in Colorado are painting with my brother-in-law. No joke. We painted this condo up in Winter Park. I was helping him out on a job. And he, all we did was listen to oldies, eat really, really hot Mexican food, and laugh. And I will never forget that. We'd drive up to Taco John's and try to outdo each other with the hot sauce. Mm.
The roads are actually, if people are driving, are not bad. Just watch the shadowed areas, of course.
Of course.
But for the most part, over 2 feet of snow were great last week. And
woo!
Looking forward to another foot or so this week. So I'll be very happy New Year, hopefully, for a lot of people.
Are you boarding and skiing?
I'm actually going to work.
Uh-huh.
But I do ski, yes.
You mean you guys in ski resorts work for a living?
I'm actually, I think, the only one now. As all the others that are driving right now that are up here in the county, hello to all you that are working as well. So.
Indeed.
But one of the things that I wanted to comment on that has not probably been reported is the media getting a backbone this year, finally. And I think it's helped with places like Erin Hart's show, the J. Marvin and Ed Schultz shows, and with these people like yourself, the Keith Olbermann finally decided, you know, I think it's time to call Bush on his stuff, actually. And I think that's not been reported on at all.
Yeah.
And it's nice for the media, you know, I'm going to give them a pat on the back to say, you know what, it's your job to, or one of the jobs, to just question the presidency and question the government.
Well,
doesn't matter what they do, just question them.
Well, and you know what? If most of the media nowadays with cuts and everything else has become mostly point counterpoint,
yep.
I believe then we need progressive talk radio, because if we don't have a voice from the other end that does who do our homework, who check it out, who try to get as many facts as we can to line up our side of the fence, unlike, let's say, some white wing talk radio I could mention. I believe that they need, because let me tell you something, I'm sure the media has picked up on certain things that have been said on talk shows and then done a little more digging and went, maybe they're right.
Yep.
And I really do like shows like Keith Olbermann's, who have decided to take a point of view, because I have long believed none of us are fully objective. None of us are. I don't care who you are. You're not fully
mm-hmm.
objective. The language that you use, the verbs that you choose, everything. Look how much disagreement I've had with my own side this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we all come from our points of view, and I think that we have to have that voice. If we don't have, and that's one reason why I appreciate Clear Channel's efforts, even though maybe not all the stations in the country have as strong signals as we all might like. We're very happy that at least there's finally, I mean, I've been laboring in the wilderness for a long time, and I got to say, I'm very glad that the progressive point of view is finally becoming more mainstream, because it is a view held by many Americans, if not most.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are doing, I think, I wrote an email to John and Jay and said, you know, you guys, I wrote that on the night of the election, and I said,
excellent.
You are the ones responsible for this, you know,
thank
for
you.
Helping bring us a better, more common sense country. So keep up the great work.
Thank you.
A great new year.
Thank you. You too. Yes, we have a lot of work to do in 2007. I'm Aaron Hart. It's 303-713-7600 AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have about 45 more minutes to kick around. What do you think were the most covered, overcovered, and undercovered stories of 2006 as we head racing towards 2007? Maybe skating is a good verb to use here. It's too.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
Rep President of No More Mortgage, this is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. List. Parrish comes up with Jeff Parrish writing on commondreams.org. Says, since when did torture, suspension of habeas corpus, and domestic warrantless spying become the America's status quo? Since 2006, that's when. Three terrifying textbook examples of how in short progression the unthinkable becomes the hotly debated in the way we do things. As we enter 2007, he notes, all the elements for a fully constitutional dictatorship have fallen quietly in place. Actually, that was quietly fallen into place. All now it takes is someone smarter or more ruthless than George W. Bush to exploit them. Yeah! Little fear at the end of the world as we know it. I mean, the end of the year as we know it. I did that on purpose. 303-713-7600 AM 760. Progressive Talk. But, you know, there were some hopeful notes. Apparently, being a porker or handing out earmarks is not a guarantee of being elected, because several Republicans lost their jobs even though they were bringing home the pork. So the stranglehold of huge money on American politics may be dissipating a bit. The other thing is massive, and Parrish is absolutely right, one good news thing that happened this year, although how long we could stave it off, I don't know. But there was a massive, massive grassroots campaign to win on net neutrality and not let these major corporations control access to the Internet. And we won one. I think the other major story was not everybody who got elected this time either had major bucks behind them. Those are some hopeful signs I see in the midst of all this chaos and violence here and abroad. AJ in Boulder, welcome and thanks for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hi, AJ. Thanks for waiting. AJ? Let's go to Pat in Denver. Welcome, Pat. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for waiting. Pat?
Pat.
Hey, Pat.
One reason I'm calling is just it's so good to hear you again.
Thank you.
I was so happy when this when the first time you substituted for Jay, and I thought, there's Aaron Hart.
Thank you.
Well, you know, something where I do, and it's what you and I used to talk about here, there really hasn't been a job overall on what is being done to our public lands, where they're for them. I mean, you'll see a 2 or 3 inch story that, you know, this roadless designation was denied or
this wilderness has been breached.
Yeah. And even here, you know, I'm sure there are...
Yeah, but we all remember Gail Norton from her days in Mountain States Legal Foundation, and we know that woman wreaked some havoc in her time.
Oh, Lord, yes, James Watt and Drag.
Oh, James Watt and Drag. Or maybe Ann Gorsuch and Drag. No, never mind. That's
well, yeah, we've really given the nation some doozies from here, but...
yeah, could we
it's just breaking my heart.
Now?
One thing that has gotten some coverage is the national parks.
Yeah.
And... you know, the absolute prohibition on rangers and so forth for saying why things are falling apart. They aren't allowed to say it's because their budgets get slashed and slashed and slashed, and they want to turn them into profit-making Disneyland for the hotel chains. So, welcome back.
Thank you.
And if you can add anything to my topic, because I don't go racing around and follow up.
Well, one of the things that I think that is bad is the general trend, A, to allow more exploitation of the wilderness. You know, I think the thing that's got me fired up the most lately in terms of activating people, and thanks so much for your call, Pat, I appreciate it, is, but there's kind of an echo on your line, and I'm gonna ask that, could you put her on hold, Kelly, for a second while I chime in my 2 cents, and then, okay, she dropped off. Here's what I think. Go watch Inconvenient Truth. Watch it, and then we all need to pay more attention to this. Because Al Gore is very, very good. I mean, if we had seen this Al Gore on the campaign trail in 2000, we wouldn't be having this conversation in the way we are now. And I think he would be president of the United States, for real, for sure, without the Republicans having cheated us. Because let's face it, they conducted a bloodless coup d'etat. That's what they did. And imagine that happening to you. People who whine that Al Gore went away and didn't. I'm amazed he stuck around. After a blow, after having everybody from the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the Supreme Court gang up on you, I don't think so. I mean, cheers to the Black Caucus who tried to stand up, but there it wasn't going to happen once the Supreme Court ruled the way they did. Now, I think the Supreme Court ruling will eventually be vilified by history. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know for sure. But all that I know and all that I've read makes me think that that was a very bad decision. And I think the votes weren't counted. And I think a lot of things about that election, or lack of thereof. But, and I believe in the black folk and and many people of color were systematically disenfranchised and are still being disenfranchised, which I think is almost a bigger story, if not a bigger story, than the electronic voting machines. Yes, they can be tampered with. Yes, they can be hacked. But if you start talking about people being left in line, as it happened in Denver, for technical reasons or whatever, that people were denied their ability to vote because you couldn't be bothered to get them a safe and secure system. That's news. That's big. Even if we have to vote with crayons and big, giant pieces of big tablet paper, I would prefer that to disenfranchisement. Absolutely. If we have to go back to taking a week to find out results of elections, fine. I'm a news junkie just as much as anybody else. I'll take the wait if I get an accurate count on a vote and a preserved count that we can recount if we need to, because I live in the state of recounts, and we absolutely need to be able to verify and check voting. So that's another story that got a lot of play, and I think it helped. I think all the websites helped. I think all the information helped. I think the blogging helped. I think the new influence of the Internet is probably becoming bigger and bigger in the sense of things like net neutrality, in the sense of things like fundraising on the Internet. Do I want to read everybody's personal blog? Not particularly. Do I watch just the highlights of YouTube that I catch probably somewhere else and I'm driven to the site? Sure. But, you know, I'm not 19 either. You know, I think the world is changing, and I think it's becoming more democratic. But I also think the biggest story that has scared me, other than Inconvenient Truth, which is the documentary by Al Gore, and if you have not seen it, you really need to, is the December 18th issue of The New Yorker, which, although periodically, like the current fiction issue, I'm not a big fan of a lot of modern fiction. But I have to say, when I read this article, it talks about, it's by George Packer, who is one of the best writers on Iraq ever. Like, if you haven't read anything by George Packer on Iraq, you really have a treat in store for you. But George Packer wrote an amazing piece. Al Franken has him on his show quite a bit, George Packer, as an aside, and Al Franken's coming up next. I really think that we're losing a big war, and that is the information war. You know, we concentrate on YouTube, MySpace, fun, frivolous things often to do with the Internet, although certainly there are political aspects to it, too. But who is using the Internet really, really well, and this should scare us, and I'm not sure the U.S. government or anyone else anywhere is really good at countermanding the propaganda that they propose, is Al-Qaeda, Islamic jihadists, jihadists in general, the you know, white supremacists, anti-Semites. People like that are using the Internet to spew their hatred extremely well. When I first started working up here, more than 10 years ago now, I worked on an Internet outfit called TalkSpot. And the thing that amazed me was, and the left hadn't woken up to the Internet yet. Just like I don't think the U.S. government has opened up to the opportunities. If they have done anything on the Internet or radio or television, it's been clumsy and ham-handed. You can't do that. You have to put out honestly felt points of view. And I think many people overseas, for example, they want jobs. They want security. They want to believe in something. The normal profile of a jihadi isn't a wacko. It's a young man with an education who doesn't have any place to go. So we really need, in many ways, to engage in a global dialogue to help teach each other about what each other's points of view are about. I'm a big fan of saying Reagan didn't, for example, bring down the wall so much as American farmers and Russian farmers did by talking to each other. Of course, Russian's a whole other can of worms these days. It's like, the world is scaring me these days, but in any event, I do believe in the power of people. I still do. Otherwise, I probably would jump off the planet or, you know, find an island somewhere where I could live and read a lot. Actually, I probably have to watch TV, too. 303-713-7600 and movies. I couldn't give up movies. Although, I must say, I'm going to put my hand up as an American and say I did not receive a gift card this year, and I did not by myself, nor was I given an electronic. Am I still American? I think so. 303-713-7600. I want to hear more from you about the most undercovered stories of the year. Coming right up on News on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. Your optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique, stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1800. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Filling in for Jay Marvin on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. It's 9:35. Welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't worry.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Hey, Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can send you links for that if you're curious.
Sure. Aaron at AaronHartShow.com, please.
Okay, I'll do that. But what I'm curious about is it's clear a lot of people are concerned about this, and it's also true, I think, you will say, that so much that's happened that we regret is predicated on 9/11, on the interpretation that the government puts forward, that 9/11 was solely attack on our country from outside by terrorists or agitators. you know, the Patriot Act, two wars, all of those things really stemmed in large measure from 9/11. And
well, here's one reason why I don't think that they did. I mean, and this again is an absence of proof, perhaps, but I don't think that anybody who could plan and plot to bring down those buildings for a reason so that they could get into a war in Iraq would then have perpetrated a war in Iraq and done it so badly, or is that part of the plot too?
I think Iraq was in their sights all along.
But then they perpetrated the war badly. They almost followed a manual for the worst way to conduct a war in the Middle East possible.
They did. They did. I agree.
So how is that good? I mean, the oil production is even less than it was before the war.
It's been an absolute fiasco. And I don't think that 9/11 demonstrates these people were really competent. They were just absolutely unscrupulous. But that's the point. The evidence is all over there. And I have to say this in all due respect, I'm stunned that you say that there are thousands of authoritative sites supporting the official explanation, because I've been reading about this for 3 years, and I just...
I said there have been thousands of articles that have dismissed it. I've also heard it dismissed. I've read articles that say, look, we went over this, not true, this is not true. I think part of the reason why the media doesn't want to deal with it is because they're bored, because there is no proof. There's no scientific proof, okay? And have you been to the World Trade Center? Have you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I was
there
when I was a boy.
You know how close those buildings are together, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So don't you think it's feasible that perhaps they went down because, I mean, part of the reasons that the big towers went down was because of the way they were constructed, the way that the air ducts and everything were put in the center rather than radiating out. So that when it went, it collapsed on itself, which makes perfect sense to me. Now, Building 7, again, close by, but I have seen if you demolish a building like that with explosives, there is going to be residue. There is going to be gunpowder. There's going to be evidence up the waz. I don't care. And you don't think there are a couple of firemen who would have stolen a couple of pieces of debris that they knew would prove that? Please.
Okay, well, I mean, all right, let me address what you said. As far as evidence is concerned, they don't use gunpowder.
Explosive powder. Residue of explosives, not
exactly.
gunpowder.
Exactly. Like,
there would have been evidence like so immediately clear, it would have been amazingly easy to prove. Easy.
Like the sulfidation of the steel, which was found and which the official labs said, there's no explanation for this, we can't explain it. That's what the National Institute of Standards and Technology said.
Jet fuel is an accelerant. It went through those buildings like crazy. It raised the temperature to a point that had never been seen before.
You said that you don't have any expertise in these things, and then you make these...
I've read, and you know what? I don't have any expertise in shooting somebody either, but I understand death when I've heard about it.
Yeah, but
I don't have expertise in terms of arson, but I can read an article about arson and understand the logical reasons why it comes through.
Yeah, now, so according to the official explanations, you say the jet fuel raised the temperature to unheard of degrees. What evidence do they give for that? The experts themselves
say... It didn't say unheard of degrees, to a point where it melted and then it collapsed because it was all formed in the center, as I understand it.
Aaron, nobody says the steel melted, even the official report.
Tower 1 and 2. What happened to it then? Because it eviscerated, it evaporated, sweetie. There's none of it left. Did you look at the wreckage?
Exactly.
So excuse me.
That's exactly
all right,
it.
So what melted it? What melted it?
It
the Grinch?
It didn't melt. It didn't melt. It fragmented. You can see the steel girders flying out sideways from the building in the videotapes.
Some of it also melted, my friend. Go back and read. It melted also.
Where?
In Tower 1 and Tower 2.
I will call you tomorrow. Give me...
In Tower 1 and Tower 2.
I want a reference, please.
Okay, just Google. Dismiss...
No.
I'm going to do this now. I'm going to go dismiss... Stupid, idiotic, I just can't do this. I really can't. It makes me really impatient. You've done nothing but say, okay, sweetie, honey, baby, which is why I started calling you that back. Look, I don't believe you have substantiated facts, and I'm not going to waste a nanosecond of my time on this when we have the Iraq War and all kinds of things to talk about that are imminently more compelling and more that we can do about than fantasies by people who just hate the Bush administration.
You
must have some kind of conspiracy theory.
Please stop being insulting and actually talk with me. I'll give you some positive things. You're the one that brought up these other subjects about the gunpowder and stuff, which is nonsense.
I did say gunpowder, which was stupid. I should have said residuals of explosives, okay?
Like sulfidation.
I'll stand corrected.
Like sulfidation of the steel. There was no source of sulfur in those buildings.
So why do you believe they would have done all this? Do you think this is a conspiracy by the Jews? Because that's usually what
absolutely
this means.
Not. Don't.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you're not one of the anti-Semitic jerks who.
No, I'm not. I'm actually a very rational person. You're the one that's bringing up irrational things. Please.
No, I'm just angry because I'm tired of hearing about this. Because frankly, I think it's useless to talk about it. Absolutely useless.
Oh. You people, left and right, debate the most extraordinary things on the radio without the least compunction, and this is a vital thing.
Troops, surging of troops, and lives in the future, I can do something about. This crap, which has had no substantiation in credible fact, I can't do anything about, except talk in pseudoscientific terms to you about a subject
that's
probably over both of our heads.
But it is not over my head.
Oh,
I have a PhD in physics.
Excellent.
And it is definitely not over my
then
head.
Keep sucking the wind, honey. And when you get logical proof that the rest of us can understand, let
okay,
me know.
Okay, I'm
going
to give it
ABCs,
to you. You wouldn't give me a chance. Hang on.
That
hang
morons
on.
Like, well, no, just send me an email, and I'll see if I want to read it. Thank you very much. Mike in Denver, welcome. No, I don't want to wait another second. You can laugh at me all you want. But you know what the problem with you guys is sulfidation. I can see this. I made a mistake with gunpowder. I admit it. But they did, you know, there were people jumping out of the buildings, too. And you don't have a lot of pictures of that because you know why? They were editing the feeds so that you wouldn't see people leaping out of the building and falling on the ground. Mike in Denver, welcome.
Well, hello, Aaron. How you doing?
Hi. Happy
holidays to you.
Thank you. Am I being too hard on them? I just really don't think that the government conspired to blow us all up.
You know, the only thing I'll say about that briefly here is just to say to all those folks out there that do believe that there was a conspiracy, you know, with the Kennedy assassination and all. Number one, a very wise man said a long time ago to me, you know, the only conspiracy that there is that there is no conspiracy. And just by way of saying is that, you know, we as beings just let things happen. And if they go our way, you know, we continue to let them happen. And if they don't, then we try to do damage control or we try to run off and hide. I think this is going to be debated for years and years and years to come. There won't be a definitive answer until we're all long gone.
You may be right, but I mean, that's eventually the conclusion I reached about the JFK assassination. Because, frankly, you know what? After a while, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear your music, Aaron. Am I going to get a chance to just weigh in briefly
on what
you were talking about? Well,
sure.
About FISA and, you know, things that have been done.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome to. Coming right up, we'll have you back. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on his show. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And I will read your email, AJ. And I am trying to find refutation sites, and so far refutation isn't working. So I'll keep trying, and I'll get back to you. Coming up.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're in decent shape on the highway drive around town. Still watch out northbound I-25 as you approach Yale. Still some snow in that right lane, forcing people over to the two left lanes, causing a little bit of a problem there. And in fact, that happens in quite a few of the highway situations. Just look ahead and be careful that the lane you're in doesn't have some snow in it up ahead and you get forced over into the other lane. The rest of I-25 looks good across downtown. I-70 in good shape on both sides of the city. 225 looking good across Aurora. And no worries on 470 or on the Boulder Turnpike right now in either direction. Weather forecast, a good one. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today. Highs in the low 50s. Tonight, look for a low of 27, a high of 46 tomorrow. Snow on the way for the end of the week. Right now, though, it's 40 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Spend your holidays at Arapaho Basin. We are celebrating 60 years of skiing, riding, and great snow. A-Basin is 76% open with 85 inches of total snowfall this season. Don't forget to check out our great rental and lesson packages at ArapahoBasin.com.
Another holiday season, and another season with men and women, over overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Let me go home.
All over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll all be all right.
Let's bring our military
coming back home.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
What are you waiting for? You've been wanting to learn another language for years, but you still haven't taken the first step. And yet, when Rosetta Stone offered you the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, you were silent. When they gave you a way to skip the tedious translation, useless memorization, and the boring drills, you waited. And even though they offered you the same software chosen by U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA, you resisted with Herculean strength. So Rosetta Stone has one card left to play. Now they're giving you the opportunity to try it for free with a free demo CD-ROM. Experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language for yourself. You waited, and now you won. Request your free demo CD-ROM that includes 28 languages and experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language. Call now because the demo is free. 1-800-500-3630. That's 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I just Googled sulfidization of steel, 9/11 conspiracies, and I didn't get anything. It says there's nothing on the search. I also Googled, I'm just Googling news. Maybe I need to, no, Google News. Nope, I Googled that. I Googled 9/11 conspiracy refutation, and I couldn't find anything either. So obviously I'm going to have to do a more extensive search when I get home, and I will. But you know what? Rue the day I said gunpowder. Okay, once again, I apologize. I shouldn't have said gunpowder under the heat of the moment. I should have said explosive residue. But other than that, I'll stand by everything I said. There has been no, absolutely no substantiation in fact that Tower 7 was brought down by a conspiracy, by the U.S. government, or by anybody else that I have seen. Now, maybe I missed something. But other than, oh, well, we think it did this because we blah, 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 blah. I haven't heard anything. And you know what? Sulfurization, whatever that means, I'm fine to try to find that out, too. Mike in Denver, welcome.
Hi. Yeah, Aaron,
we have so much else to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll just get to the point here. You know, my concern and my anger comes from a media that no longer can call itself the Fourth Estate. It just can't anymore. It's bought lock, stock, and barrel.
And the proof of this is?
just, Well, my proof of it is number one, the Telecommunications Act and what it's done. I mean, I'm not going to say that that's, exacting proof, but just the atmosphere and the attitude now that, is incorporated into these small ownership blocks that are very powerful of the media. News Corp, having Fox.
When I first started in this business, there were more than 200 radio owners, and now they're, what, 6, 7?
That's correct. When you have that,
But does that mean that they've been bought? I mean, I'm still working. I have friends in the more progressives are working now than when I started.
Well, exactly. You're still working.
No, let me amend that. I started in the 80s, and as long as the Fairness Doctrine was in, we had more work. Then there was a terrible drought when the Fairness Doctrine was revoked by Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And, I think this happened. I think they went, Rush Limbaugh is really popular. I know. Let's imitate it and make money easy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think happens.
Exactly. And, there's always room in our economic system. There's always room for lost leaders. You're the lost leader. liberal talk radio has been a lost leader for a long time. That's why you don't have that many people out there, and they're starting to come, to come to the forefront now, mm-hmm. little by little. But that's my personal opinion. But what I wanted to say, you talked about the Fairness Doctrine and all that. Well, a lot of things have happened, and Bush and Cheney here, and all the people that work under them. Have steered our country away from, looking at the first and foremost measuring stick for legality, in our system and our society, and that's the Constitution. They've taken the Constitution and buffeted it, beaten it up. This Attorney General that we have, he comes straight out of the school of fascist law. As far as I'm concerned,
I don't like Alberto Gonzalez.
No, I despise him. I despise them all, but I despise him. And that the media hasn't focused in. There's no one out there that has gone after, the Bush administration and George Bush, the decisions and how they've, steered things.
But
the way the Bernsteins and the Woodwards did during Watergate. There's nobody out there that's done that, you look at these Sunday shows.
The problem was, I don't know whether Richard Nixon would have ever had as much of his comeuppance if there hadn't been tapes. Because remember, he was going to stonewall it all the way, and we still haven't seen. People forget, but I was reminded. I saw Nixon the other holiday break,
mm-hmm.
and. I was reminded we still don't know what 3/4 of those tapes said.
Exactly.
Because he resigned in part so that nobody would be able to get at him.
Exactly. And we also probably won't for a long time because what was one of the first things that George Bush did here when he took office?
He exempted presidents from having to have their
stuff
released.
That's right. And that, I'm not going to say that's a conspiracy, but that's a well-planned move on the board, on the chessboard here of politics.
I don't think he thought of it, but yes, I think.
Yeah, somebody else thought of it. Let's not give him credit for thinking up something like that.
I'm sure he has one or two brain cells, but
not getting
to
think. And to me, just to end this off for you, to me, that the atmosphere that we're living under, and that we don't have a media that will go out and say, hey, we're going to dig and we're going to report and everything that we find and turn over every rock, Mr. Bush, and even if we have to go out and get subpoenas, whatever else, and stir up the our Congress, our do nothing Congress, because it's essential to the survival, to the very lifeblood of our democracy. Mm-hmm. This is high crimes and misdemeanors. This is enough grounds to impeach this guy and on the whole cabal to get them out and to basically bring them to justice, bring them to the court of justice.
You need to follow the decisions. For the rest of the American people, you and I are convinced because we read deeply and well, but the problem is a lot of people don't have the time or the luxury to do it. I mean, I get paid to do it, and even I've been in college, so I've been reading other things.
Well, maybe that's why the media has been, like I said, they basically have been bought. lock, stock, and barrel, because they're the ones that give us the basic insight because of our busy lives.
I think lazy or easy would be more of a thing. And I also think that the U.S. government has made it tougher to access the information. I also think that this particular administration made it very, very clear that if you talk to the media, you were going to be had. I mean, they've even tried to have a couple of investigations where they brought people down because of it.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it, too, because I think it used to be easier. And also, they're very clubby. I mean, I heard Chris Wallace say to, who was it, Lynn Cheney, I went to your Christmas party the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I think part of the problem in Washington is that they all lived and worked cheek by jowl together. And the thing about Woodward and Bernstein, Woodward was always the consummate insider. He was, you know, hitting up the assistant head of the FBI, we now find
out.
That's
right. That's
but
right.
Woodward, I mean, but Bernstein was an outsider. He was a Metro reporter. He didn't care whose ankles he bit. And I think in some ways they were an unusual pairing because of that reason.
Right, but it brought balance.
Katie Graham was willing to go for the mat.
Yeah.
And she did that because it was owner-occupied, so to speak.
Sure, exactly. Exactly.
So, I don't know. Anyway,
all right, Aaron.
I'm talking to you, though, Mike. Thanks a bunch.
All right.
I appreciate it. I'll be back tomorrow to talk to you again, 303-713-7600. Till then, Al Franken's coming up next on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart for Jay Marvin and all of us at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Have a great non-slippery day.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the